Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are live on this Thursday edition. And I am from the road. I'm going to have live updates throughout the broadcast today. We have Dave Mustaine and a bunch of other powerful interviews we've done in the last few weeks coming up today, but I'll also be popping in some live today. I have been gone out of town so much and working so much finishing Fall of the Republic, I was intending to spend a little bit of time with my family, but I've been having to stay up on the news and the plunging of the dollar and gold at an all-time record high. So I wanted people right here at the start of the show to have an opportunity, because these opportunities don't grow on trees. I mean, these come along every once in a while, to be locked in, to be guaranteed to have immediate profit, where Ted bought gold at the 994 level, and now it's at $1,057 today and climbing. That's 20-something, almost 30-something dollars over the previous record of $1,030.80. And I wanted to bring Ted up briefly here right at the top of the show, because Ted ran out of gold at the 990 level. Now he's at the 994 level. He's going to run out of that very, very soon. Same with the silver. He's got an even lower level. And, Ted's basically losing money at this price, but we only do this when this stuff is super hot, because people only pay attention when it's super hot. But the point is, you can go back in a time machine and buy gold and silver at a price you can't buy it anywhere else. I mean, I dare you to try to find it anywhere else. This is insanely low. Ted Anderson, tell us what you've got today and what's happening with gold.
Yeah, I'll be happy to tell you what's going on. The market is just crazily hot. I mean, I haven't had time to adjust prices yet. And right now, gold right now is sitting at 1,057.60, has seen a high today of 1,059.60. Silver is almost $18 an ounce now, 1,788. The dollar right now is dropping. I mean, dropping hard. It's not dropping just a small amount. There was a lot of news that came out to try to counter what happened in the Middle East, when they said that they were getting together with Russia and China to change the way that they price oil. The dollar is under attack right now. It's being attacked by foreigners. They're trying to win back control and have the United States lose its power grab here with the currency being the world currency. I mean,
regardless of what happens here, and we hope the dollar stays strong. Unfortunately, they've issued hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars of fiat currency over the last 20 years. They're accelerating that. It's well over 28 trillion. Last number we got was 24.7 or 23.7. The point is that all of this is happening. The globalists are devaluing the dollar. The media is trying to blame us on the Chinese and the Russians, and they're certainly not angels. The point is, they see the globalists killing the dollar themselves, so they're saying, okay, with this new world order being born, how do we position ourselves? The citizens of America and Canada and the listeners of this show and listeners worldwide should be asking, how do they position themselves? And the safe haven is gold and silver, and everywhere else they've got huge premiums on it because of the gold rush. A deal here. It's like everybody else is selling Cabbage Patch dolls at $200 right now. Ted's got them at $50. Give Ted Anderson and the brokers a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The brokers are there. Ted, am I right to say you still have gold in the market? You bought at the 994 level?
I'm offering the same prices as I did yesterday, yet gold went up another $10. So yes, indeed, if you're interested in buying gold and silver at this particular time, at this moment, you can take advantage of a great offer from Midas Resources. But I mean, just take a look at what's going on in the economy. You should be buying gold. We do have a great buy here, but at least get into the marketplace. Whether if you're going to buy it from us or not, I don't care.
800-686-2237. Give them a call. Don't be stupid, folks. We're going to have live updates throughout the transmission on the fate of the dollar. Stay with us. 800-686-2237.
I'm going to leave you.
Alone. have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do. You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
World government is openly being announced and formed in front of our very eyes. Barack Obama has engaged in high treason and become the first U.S. president to chair the U.N. Security Council. The U.N. Security Council is the most powerful body, the only body with real power in the U.N. The Secretary General chairs the General Assembly of all the different third world countries that have no power. Only the G20 finance ministers have the real power in the governmental systems of the nation states, but the Security Council and its rotating 15-member board is the true power in the United Nations. And President Obama has violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution, taking his seat on the rotating board. Every 15 months, he is now saying he will chair it for the month-long duration of the month-long term. And he has to swear an oath to the UN Charter to do that. That is in complete contravention to our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and his oath of office. We're going to be discussing that. I have a huge stack of news here today where they are openly announcing world government, the New World Order. Just absolutely amazing. We have Israel saying they're getting ready to hit Iran. We see media hype and propaganda about how they have hidden nukes and hidden facilities. We're seeing a complete replay of 2002 into 2003 with a strike 6.5 years ago on Iraq. We have military police kidnapping G20 protesters, not just one, but one on video, but other confirmed reports. Anyone that even spoke out against it or videotaped it was then arrested by riot police and drug away. This is right out of Maoist China or Soviet Russia. And then we have the Newspaper Revitalization Act with Barack Obama saying he wants it to pass to federalize the major newspapers, openly a violation of the First Amendment. They're taking over the churches through the faith-based initiatives and the clergy response teams. They're taking over the newspapers. They're taking over the auto industry. They're taking over the banking industry. They want to take over health care, 20% of what's left of the economy. You think the insurance companies and hospitals do a sorry job sometimes. They're angels compared to the government. That's why the insurance companies are actually lobbying in many cases for this government takeover, because then they're going to have liability protection. So that is all coming up today as well. I also want to get into the fact that these bomb plots in Dallas and in Illinois are classically staged to hype all this Iran fear. We are also going to get into this piece of propaganda. Spanking lowers a child's IQ, researchers say. And we have caught these different government researchers and university researchers. Well, remember the 5 years ago, a big Illinois, Chicago, study came out saying that the founding fathers didn't like guns and only 10% of the colonists owned guns. And then other researchers like John Lott, the professor, went and researched it and found it was all a lie and the professor was disbarred. There needs to be an investigation of this study, because I'll guarantee you that the higher IQ families lied when they were asked in the survey and the study if they spank their children, knowing that it's not illegal to spank your children, it's just illegal to hurt them physically, and that they would have their children taken. And I've seen this in polling science studies. When the media calls up a household and asks a controversial question, they found that depending on the question, around half of people will lie and go with what they believe the politically correct answer is. And the margin of error in the study is more than 5%. And so the whole thing is a fraud, but it's in the Los Angeles Times. Spanking lowers a child's IQ. Researchers say being spanked as a child is linked to having a lower IQ, according to a study presented today at the International Conference on Violence, Abuse, and Trauma in San Diego. That's a UN NGO-sponsored event. And again, the UN has openly stated hundreds of times they want to end the family. They want no authority of the parents over the children. And even if you don't spank your children, they routinely take them for bruises on their knees, playing in the playground. I know parents here in Austin whose children at school fall off a jungle gym and break their finger or arm. CPS goes ahead and takes them. It just goes, children fall off the front porch, knock a tooth out. Something that happened to me. They try to take your children. Your child is playing in a tree, falls out, dislocates their shoulder. They take them. They are hunting your children. They're doing everything they can to set the precedent to take them. As John P. Holder in White House Science Czar's own government policy textbook states openly that they want to take basically all children globally and raise them in government dormitories. China is the model, the first country in the last 30 years to attempt this. Of course, they started with 2,000 families. Now it's 20-plus thousand in England at birth, or if you're on welfare or in the government system involved in their Secure Start, they don't call it Head Start over there, that 20,000 homes and growing, they want to double it again by next year, it'll be 40,000, have cameras in every room in the house, in the kitchen, in the bedrooms, in the bathrooms. Government bureaucrats watch you 24/7, making you, quote, eat proper meals, go to sleep, on time, and that you don't raise your voice to your children. Now, of course, the government can lock them up in little prison cells. The government can abuse them, can rape them five times more likely in U.S. averages, even higher in England, for the government to abuse children than any other group. But they're all above the law and held to a different, lower standard. Parents are held to a bizarre standard of no yelling, no spanking, no nothing. And so the cameras will be going in your homes. Houston police chief 2 years ago called for cameras in everyone's homes in Houston. They are now taking warrantless checkpoints, taking blood at checkpoints. It just goes on and on and on and on everywhere with the different things that they are doing. I sound a bit distracted here. I had a giant stack on my desk with about 15 articles or so that I printed up where the mainstream media is calling for world government. I also had a print up here of all of my YouTube clips that I was going to be playing. No, that's not it. That's the YouTube stack. Oh, it doesn't matter. We can go to Google and type in New World Order, and they'll all print up. I have two of them here. USA Today, Obama set stage for New World Order. Obama now president of the world. I've got all of that. The producers have begged me to clean the desk off every day, but I end up doing it about every week. There's literally probably 1,000 or more articles sitting here on my stack. Sarkozy's called for New World Order. Basically, every world leader we know of, Gordon Brown, Sarkozy, the Brazilian president, they've all called for a new world order, and they've described what that new world order is. And they say it's a banking dictatorship over the planet. The only person, the only world leader to slam it was the president of the Czech Republic, Václav Klaus, and he slammed global government and said, we don't want global governance, that it will ruin our society. And I've got that in my stack from Wednesday. This is very bizarre, but I will no doubt find it during the break. I had it when I started the show. But we're going to go over all of this today. One of the other huge issues that we're going to be covering today is military police kidnap G20 protester, shove him into unmarked car. And this is on video. Now, we've got scores of videos of police coming up to women doing nothing and billy clubbing them in the head or tackling them. For some reason, they love to attack women. We've got video of the sound cannons firing at people that is right out of a sci-fi nightmare, sci-fi dystopic movie. Black armored vehicles, police and military, police in black uniforms broadcasting, this is an unlawful assembly, you must disperse, and then firing rubber bullets and beanbags at people and tear gas and sound cannons. And then military just pulling up in unmarked cars, jumping out in military uniforms and grabbing peaceful protesters and slamming them into cars and dragging them away. But I see the officers, the military men, smiling. And we saw this in Ottawa in 2008 at the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership Summit. And it did. And I said, that's fake. That is a provocateur staging stuff for the media. And then the police stage arrest of them. And we'll probably end up getting contacted by the person. So many people listen to the show if they're not a Fed. But preliminarily, I will give you the preliminary judgment. This is staged. Now, why would they be staging the arrest? Again, unmarked, champagne, Crown Vic pulls up, three military MPs pile out, they grab the guy, and it looks like the urban warfare drills I've been to where they hire actors to scream and yell and say, oh no, not the camp. Why would they be staging snatch and grabs? Now, it may be real. Either way, it's bad. They're either training everybody to accept snatch and grabs with the military, or it really happened. And the reports are pouring in that, no, the military is arresting people for no reason. But this looks staged. Now, I can't play the audio, so we'll have to go to it once we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I'll talk over it with play-by-play. because there's so much profanity as protesters are screaming and dropping F-bombs. But you can watch them uncensored at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 3 sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653. Or visit our website at directive21.com.
Coming up in the next hour, Jason Burmis, Jason Douglas, and Rob Dew will be reporting live from the G20. Unbelievable developments there. I'm going to break the snatch and grabs down, the LRAD weapons, the microwave guns, the tear gas, the rubber bullets, the beanbags, the media lying and saying that, the protesters attacked police, so they attacked them. No, they said no assembly anywhere in the city. No permits to protest. See, first they say, oh, you still got your right to protest, but you got to get a permit. And then they say, oh, we're not issuing a permit under special rules. Then they start attacking people, and a few dozen stage-masked feds. They've been, again, we caught them in Denver, caught them in Seattle, caught them in England, caught them in Canada. Mainstream news, I have seen the video. These are all big guys that are doing this. They are cops or informants, period. And it always comes out a month or two later, but as minor footnotes in the newspapers, not the big news, the big national news. So that is coming up. I found the stack here. I found the stack. As world government is openly being announced, Obama set stage for New World Order, USA Today. Community organizing the world. Another headline out of the Trumpet. Press TV, Brazil, after New World Order and economy. The Star, out of Toronto, changing power structure shapes a new world order. Then I printed off the actual Google list page. New economic order takes shape at G20. Reuters. G20 to police new world economic order. New world order after Pittsburgh. In fact, guys, just print me all of these. I didn't even print these. The first block of articles that come up, it says 4,644 news articles. Now, because Google, that's just in the first bunch of New World Order headlines. And there's 4,644 in Google News articles with the title New World Order. Now, I'm sorry. I normally say I see hundreds of New World Order articles a day or a week. That's me underestimating, because there's no way to count all these. People then send me emails going, they're not hundreds. You're right, I'm wrong. Let me correct myself. I really apologize. It's not hundreds, as I said at the start of the show. It's 4,644 in one news block. In a separate news block of the term New World Order, there's 394 in the second block. And then you go down to the next block, there's 109. And you go down to the next block for New World Order, there's 3,887. These are all different articles, so I'm sorry. There's, looks like, more than 8,000 here. I apologize. It's not hundreds. It's 8,000 plus. I mean, every newspaper I went and looked at today said New World Order, most of them on the front page, and I am laughed at. I am made fun of. It is all a big joke to the yuppies that there's no New World Order. Ted Turner doesn't want to have a world government to curb population. They're not having secret population reduction meetings. Thousands of government documents don't say they're poisoning the water and vaccines. Of course, they really do say that, but it doesn't matter to the cops and military. It's too much fun to go out there and walk up to a woman. They went out to the Pittsburgh University. We've got video of this, and there's just students there coming out of their dorms and coming out of events, and they just start beating the daylights out of them. People are like, why are you here? And they say, no assemblies allowed. And they're like, this is the university. And the cop just hits her with a billy club. I mean, that's what America is. Ladies and gentlemen, we have videos up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where, and there's hundreds of these YouTube videos, probably thousands. I haven't counted them up. It's in the hundreds. I mean, I can't even watch them all. And you'll just see an empty street in the middle of a neighborhood, and here comes a giant armored vehicle announcing no one is allowed on the streets, no congregations, no one. If you're on the street, no matter what your business, flee now. And they go, and they turn on the sound cannon. And then the person ducks back into the business. There's no one on the streets. We've got photos and videos of little kids in their front yards covering their ears as the sound cannon rolls by. Just little kids in Pittsburgh at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon after school on a Thursday. And our guys are out there right now getting more footage of this. And just little kids are out playing baseball or playing with a soccer ball. I'm talking, I got one photo where it looks like it's a 9-year-old kid. And he's sitting there with horror. In fact, I found that last night with Aaron. He's not here yet because we're up here until 2 in the morning. But as soon as he gets in, it's in Aaron's email. And it just shows the little kid just in his front yard looking with fear at the police driving by with a sound cannon hitting him hard. Because the cops have been trained zero tolerance. The city code under Pennsylvania Patriot Act, that's what they call it there, says that you're not allowed to be outside your house. This is martial law. Hit that 9-year-old. And so they shatter his ear canal. He'll have permanent damage. But hey, all in a day's work. Well, don't worry, cops. They're going to take your pension fund. Your bosses are.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
While you were sleeping,
they came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
I'm looking at Google News at 8,000, roughly. It's more than that, but just on the first page. 8,000 articles with the title New World Order in quotes. 8,000. Headlines like New World Order is born. President Obama. Obama, president of the world. World government is here. World government has arrived. G22 police new economic order. That's the London Telegraph. Reuters, new world economic order takes shape at G20. Emergence of G20 signals new world order. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Maybe I should just sit here for the next 4 hours or the 3.5 hours we got left roughly and just read 1,000 headlines for you. I mean, there is a world government. It is run by private banks. We have let a group of private banking families control the treasury departments of almost every major nation on earth and the G20, and they have issued themselves tens of trillions of dollars a year in fiat currency and credit to buy everything up. The resources, the media companies, the militaries, the governments, and everyone just bows down to con artists. John D. Rockefeller, the big patriarch of the Rockefeller family, 150-something years ago when he got going, his father, talk about a devilish-looking guy with his big beard. You can pull up the Rockefeller family history online, look at him. He was a snake oil salesman that made a whole bunch of money selling opium as a cure-all in bottles. And then he was the first snake oil salesman to not just send out a wagon himself and go town to town. He thought, I'll franchise this. I'll have warehouses all over the East and the West as the railroads expanded. And he thought of branding and banners and the name of his company. And he sent out thousands of wagons on the trains to go to even the smallest towns selling snake oil. And they made tens of millions of dollars in 1840s, 50s, and 60s money. And then when he died, he gave John D. every scintilla of it. And John D. struck oil and created a monopoly over that with Standard Oil. And John D. then hired Pinkerton Security to go out to small towns where people set up gold mines, and they would walk in, blow the sheriff's head off, kill the mayor, burn the town down, and bring in different mercenary forces. Now, that's who set up the New World Order. They sent out wagons with opium, and they got everybody addicted to drugs, and they got filthy rich off that, and then they went out and took the gold mines and took the coal mines, and they went out at gunpoint and took the silver mines, and they went out and took over the oil fields, and they rule this planet with the Queen of England and the Rothschilds, period. Because John D.'s daddy, I forget his name, do me a favor, pull up John D. Rockefeller, the first father, it'll pull up, I forget his name. John D. Rockefeller's father, I forget his name. When we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv next hour, we'll have that and have his name for it. The name escapes me at the time. But that's the history of it. I've studied it, read several books on it. And it's on the Rockefeller's own family website. I've got a PBS documentary about the Rockefellers made 15 years ago or so. I guess early 90s, more than that now. And they just brag about the whole thing. And all the famous cases. You ever seen that Clint Eastwood movie? It's not High Plains Drifter, but it's a similar one. It's the one where he goes into the little town and the local gold mining company brings in the regulators and start killing all the gold miners who won't hand over their land. That is based on a whole bunch of true stories. They did that in Oklahoma and Colorado. They did that in Texas. They did that in California. And they just walk right up to little kids and put a gun right to their head. In a famous case in Colorado that happened in the last century, they came into a gold mining town, rode down the families, burned it down, shot little kids in the back, killed hundreds. There's just too many cases of this. And that's all they are. They're snake oil salesmen that took that money and learned how to create monopolies and learned how to hire mercenaries. And what are they doing today with the mercenaries, with Blackwater and all the rest of these companies? What are they doing to our nation? What have they turned us into? They own the private prisons. They own the banks that launder the drug money. They control the conduits that ship the drugs in. They own it and run it and dominate it all. And if you look at David Rockefeller, he has funded hundreds of groups calling for world government. He makes George Soros look like a small-time amateur at running groups, and Soros funds hundreds of groups on record. Billions and billions a year. And this is how they dominate our planet. This is how they operate. This is how they get their job done. And now they've come into Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they're openly announcing that in the next 2 years they're going to go ahead and scrap the dollar. And when we lose the dollar as the world reserve currency, that's all we've got left. That's our export is dollars. That we don't really make anything. We don't really do anything except military and propaganda. And now we're going to lose the dollar. And on it, they're going to have a new global system that regulates all the sub-currencies and sets the interest rates and the currency rates. And they're openly announcing in the news in thousands of articles today. Not hundreds, thousands today and thousands yesterday and thousands the day before. And thousands of articles the day before that, they say, we're setting up a new world order. And what is that? and they brag. Obama says at the UN that a unipolar world is over, that the American empire is over. That's right. We have served our purpose to empower the world government empire. Now we recede into history. We are looted. We become a third world police state that just supplies military hardware and troops. And Europe and China become the center of the New World Order, along with Russia, and the global taxation system with the carbon tax is now being erected and set up. And they explain that that is what it means. The group of 20 rich and developing countries is to take on a new role as caretaker of the global economy. Oh, they'll be the caretaker, the London Telegraph says, giving rising stars such as China and India more say in world affairs. And Obama now chairs, you see, the 15-member rotating Security Council has always had the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. chairing it when it falls to the United States every 15 months. Because Article 1, Section 9 states the president can't serve a foreign government or corporation or swear an oath to any other group or take a title of nobility. Can't take a job as the chairman of the East India Company. Can't take a job, can't become knighted by the throne in all of its duties. Can't be part of another government. Can't be a minister in the Austrian or the Chinese government. And you certainly can't be a minister in the G20. You certainly, and again, that's the governmental chairs of the banking system of the nation states. And you certainly can't, as a president, be seated as the chairman of the UN Security Council and its 15 members. But President Obama did it, and he's now being called the president of the world. That's what they're doing. And he's setting the precedent. And that's why, and later we're going to play the video of this when we're live at prisonplanet.tv, but play the audio for radio listeners. That's why whenever Obama 2 days ago gaveled in the UN Security Council, Henry Kissinger that was there, and Obama thanked him with his mouth hanging open. Susan Rice, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, was in ecstasy behind him. Rahm Emanuel was in ecstasy. Some of them, General James L. Jones, the head of the National Security Council, the NORTHCOM dictatorship, Rice was shaking. Rice was in ecstasy. In fact, they admitted on CNN and Fox that everyone was twittering in the chamber and freaking out over him, quote, becoming president of the world, and that a new world order had been born. And Obama didn't look too excited when he was sworn in or gave a speech to be U.S. president. January 21st of 2009. But when Obama gaveled, his voice was shaking. He radiated a Hitlerian type energy, that dictator energy I've seen out of Mao, Stalin, and Hitler. And he truly blazed with a demoniac glow. Go watch it for yourself. I mean, this was at every instinctive and political and intellectual level in my soul and heart and mind and intellect. This really shook me in the last 2 days to watch this. He is the prototype of things to come, but they're openly announcing world taxes, world regulation, shutting down our economy, kids tattling on their parents as climate cops, writing their parents tickets from the public school, the public schools becoming the spy bases to take over the communities. It is all happening. What you're seeing is the complete destruction and fall of the republic. Now, we can use this against them, though, like judo. They're openly announcing world government, openly announcing world taxation, openly announcing no free speech in major U.S. cities when any big event happens, sound cannoning 9-year-old children in their front yards and neighborhoods, driving down empty streets, announcing no one's allowed to be on the streets. That is classical martial law. Invoking the Patriot Act of Pennsylvania. That's the code they're invoking. Pennsylvania was chosen for this meeting because it has the most draconian state laws. Remember back in 2003, they passed the Pennsylvania Patriot Act that has the sneak and peeks, the secret arrests, the snatch and grabs. And the military is now snatching and grabbing, just pulling up and randomly, it appears, grabbing peaceful protesters off the streets. But the police and the military are laughing, and it looks completely staged. But just setting that precedent of snatch and grabs, where they pull up in a van or a car, grab you by your shoulders, and drag you screaming into the vehicle. It is unspeakably evil. And they're setting these beta test precedents, just like they did in 99 with Seattle. saying no free speech allowed in the city after they had 50 hired anarchists stage attacks on police, and that was all declassified, run by the Delta Force, the FBI, and the Secret Service. The G20 admits, and Pittsburgh admits, that the Secret Service and Army are running this operation. Look at my reporters. Defense Link puts out a press release, says that media can come talk to them where they're massing at the National Guard Armory. They pull up the front gate, say, hi, we're from InfoWars, we're from and they said, well, what's that on TV? Well, we're on Channel 10 in Austin and the radio. And they told him that. And they laughed at him, came back, said, we want to talk to your boss. Then they got me on the phone. Then they laughed at us and said, get out of here. Maybe come back tomorrow. Then they call the police and say, people are at our perimeter sneaking around. They ran from us. We got their plate number. The police call us up on the cell phone they got from the rent car company posing as an Alamo rental car person and say, we know you're a terrorist and you're never going to get off the terrorist watch list in your life. Laughing about it. This is the new secret police America. 9-year-olds being hit with sound cannons by police in black uniforms in the army. Here's CNN crowing, but at the same time whitewashing, like, oh, for a day. No, he's not head of the United Nations for a day. And if you study the UN power structure, the Secretary General is the head of the General Assembly. But of the 180-plus nations in it, only 15 have voting power. The real government, it's not the shadow government, but it is, you don't really hear about it in the media much. But you notice one veto of one Security Council member can override the entire General Assembly. It's the real power. And Barack Obama is now the president of the UN. He's now the chairman of the UN Security Council. Here is CNN celebrating.
Barack Obama caused some usually dull diplomats to come to life in the historic United Nations Security Council. Obama's UN debut created a stir even in a room packed with heads of state and government. And for a couple of hours, you could say Mr. Obama was president of the world. Flanked by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice, Mr. Obama used the United States' one-month council presidency to drive approval of a resolution aimed at putting more teeth into curbing the spread of nuclear weapons. Prior to now, there have been only four such Security Council summits.
I called for this one so that we may address at the highest level a fundamental threat to the security of all peoples and all nations. The spread and use of nuclear weapons.
The resolution calls for tighter controls on nuclear materials to prevent military usage or theft. The U.S. wants the resolution to provide momentum for action on nukes.
Okay, let's stop right there. How did they sell the League of Nations after the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and others, British intelligence on record, staged the assassination of the Archduke to start World War I? They said, we have to have this to end war. Then they got their League of Nations. Then they staged World War II, telling Hitler to go ahead and invade. That's now been declassified. They're setting him up. Not saying he's good. It's just the fact they set him up. That's why the Deputy Fuhrer, Rudolf Hess, flew into England with the treaty, saying, look, we signed a secret treaty. The King of England had to advocate. He'd been a Nazi. But now they've always pushed the UN. Oh, we got to have a world government, global governance, to stop a nuclear war. All the globalists give nukes out to everybody. They gave it to Russia. They gave it to China on record. They gave it to Pakistan. They gave it to South Africa. They gave it to Israel. And now, oh, we got to have a world government to stop nukes spreading. So that's just the front. But the real power they want is financial. Now, here is Obama. This is directly from the UN, gaveling in the Security Council as the president of the world. Here it is. That's the UN intro.
The 6,191st meeting of the Security Council is called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is before the Council in document S/Agenda/6191, which reads, quote, maintenance of international peace and security, nuclear proliferation, and nuclear disarmament. Unless I hear any objection, I shall consider the agenda adopted. Agenda is adopted. I wish to warmly welcome the distinguished heads of state and government, the Secretary General, the Director General of the IAEA, ministers, and other distinguished representatives present in the Security Council chamber. Your presence is an affirmation of the importance of the subject matter to be discussed. The Security Council summit will now begin its consideration of item 2 of the agenda.
All right. You can go watch hours of it online at the UN if you want. That's directly from the United Nations, what we just played. Now, he is the president of the world. And that's how this sixth system works with the 15 members. They each get to be president of the world, and that's how they consider themselves. That's what they are openly announced as. And coming up in 15 months again, he will be the president of the world one more time. And in all the Financial Times of London headlines and a whole bunch of others, they say that this is cementing world government, that Obama is bringing the U.S. into world government, that he is relinquishing U.S. control over the world government. Because it's well known the U.S. runs the world government right now. And it was the Pentagon in 1946 that created the United Nations at the Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco. The Rockefellers put the money up for it there to lease the base and in New York. And so, this is a horrible day for our nation. Our military, our government, our traitors, they've totally sold us out, and they're going to steal everything that's even nailed down. You got that?
CigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
We're going under UN law.
With sword and pistol by
my
side.
They're going to incrementally take all of your children from you. They're going to home inspect you every month for environmental and social issues. They're going to inspect your garage sales. It's going to be $15 million fines. $100,000 fines, first infraction. $15 million fines, second infraction. They're going to have warrantless checkpoints taking your blood. They're going to continue to take your blood at birth under a UN program, 36 years old, putting a UN bioweapons registry for race-specific bioweapons. They're going to set up world government. They're going to carry out forced population reduction. They're going to put more poison in the water and food, more GMO, and they're going to just watch everybody die, everybody become mentally retarded, everybody literally just falling dead around you incrementally, testing it, gauging it, until it's just completely normal that everybody has cancer, everybody's dying, and the globalists are just laughing and giggling and snickering about it. Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare. Well, it is. Hitler was a nightmare. Stalin was a nightmare. Mao was a nightmare. They were all funded by these people. Pol Pot, all of them. We have the government documents. We have the proof. It isn't just a world government that's going to tax you and run your life with Tobin taxes and money transfer taxes and carbon taxes. World government is only the tool, as John P. Holder and White House Science Czar says. The planetary regime is the tool to kill you. And the reason they may succeed is because it's so bold, it's so off the charts, it's so outrageous, it's so criminal, it's so corrupt, that they would openly in the last year, still over 50 trillion worldwide, 23.7 trillion, and again, that's a two-month-old number, it'll be 28 trill following the trend, next 28 trill plus. I always underestimate what it's going to be next time they announce it every 2 months. We're due to hear. It's 23.7 trillion almost 2 months ago. We're due to hear the new number, and I cringe. And they just are openly stealing every treasury blind, openly deploying police and military on the streets everywhere, openly coming in with tyranny. Now, if we speak out and point out that it's just a group of private bankers doing this, we can start reversing it. That's why one of our biggest hopes is Ron Paul's resolution to audit these people, because we're starting the process and beginning to really draw blood in the fight, really beginning to land some strong punches on the enemy, that people are now going, wait, banks run the country? Private banks control the government? All over the world, people are finding out as the End the Fed movement goes global. And they're starting to get scared. That's why they're accelerating their program right now. They were trying incremental, but they were starting to fail. They realize they're now behind the eight ball. This is red level emergency. This is real. Gut up and get educated about this stuff. I know that you want to rationalize and tell yourself this isn't true because it's scary. But listen, it is real. We've proven it's real in Endgame and Terror Storm and the Obama deception. And all the mainstream news is now confirming everything we told you. But they put their own sick spin on it. And support us. That's why the establishment with the mainstream media and alternative media attacks Ron Paul, attacks me, attacks anybody that they know is effectively countering them, to try to get everybody fighting with each other, with divide and conquer, instead of identifying the New World Order. Ron Paul isn't the one raising your taxes. Ron Paul isn't the one bringing in a world carbon tax. Ron Paul isn't the one taking over our economy. Alex Jones, now that's me. I'm not the one that runs your life. I'm not the one that's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and trying to make you take them. And so when the feds try to get us all infighting, realize that that's their attempt with COINTELPRO. And they also use just the general public's jealousy of anybody successful to play us off against each other. You ever seen crabs in a bucket if you're crab fishing at the beach? Put three or four in the bucket, they could climb out if they worked with each other. But any crab that tries to climb out, they all run over and pinch him and drag him down. If we don't get over the crab in the bucket syndrome, well, you're going to see what's going to happen. But we are mounting a successful offensive against the enemy. We'll be right back with reports from the G20 from our reporters.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live at the G20 summit as open world government is being announced. President Obama has been announced as president of the world at the UN and he legally taken the chairmanship of the UN Security Council, the only true governing body in the UN that has power. The General Assembly is a puppet, powerless assembly, and the assembly admits that. He's now more powerful than the UN Secretary General. He is now more powerful than the U.S. President. He holds the dual post. Jason Douglas is with us live from protest in day two of the opening announcement for world government and the end of the dollar. Jason Burmis is at another location. We'll go to both of them after the break when we go live at prisonplanet.tv with a complete report. Jason Douglas, what are you witnessing right now?
Right now I'm in the middle of the United Steelworkers Union, and there are so many groups here all very disgruntled at what's happening with the current state of the world. We are just marching off the UPenn campus. I would estimate there's about 2,000 plus people here. It's still very peaceful, you know, people just speaking their minds and marching forward. Hopefully they're not going to use the sound cannons on us again.
Well, just to be clear how this works, the city has said no protest allowed, no permits being issued, no First Amendment. And so right at the time the police are about to engage the peaceful people, 10 to 15 hired federal agents dressed as anarchists will dump over a few trash cans for a staged CNN Fox News photo op. They will then attack the peaceful crowd. The police will, with beanbags, rubber bullets, pepper spray, CS, and the sound weapons. This is the MO. It's key, Jason, that you show people on video how right when the police arrive and try to block you and announce that it's an unlawful assembly, the public would see that on the news as abusive unless the staged anarchists give them the pretext to attack. That will happen.
Right. Exactly. They are definitely looking for any sort of excuse. I mean, they're all battle ready and you know, most of every people are just walking around, speaking their mind. You do have these small enclaves of people that are, you know, they're pretending that they're really dissatisfied, but it's just obvious that they're hired.
Where is everybody marching to?
We're trying to make it to the convention center. They wouldn't even let the permitted protests go that direction. You know, they're just ostriches with their head in the
sand.
Well,
what I saw on the news is they're not allowing any protests. You're saying there is a permitted march?
There was one on the 20th, and they wouldn't even let that one go. There wasn't even anyone down at the convention center, but they still didn't let it go down there.
We've seen photos and videos of the sound weapon trucks, armored vehicles, even in neighborhoods, Jason, where there's literally one or two people on the street, like a 9-year-old kid with a ball in his front yard, and they still drive by and blast them.
Yeah, they're right by people's homes. I was standing by one home. It had you know, several family members out on the stoop with their baby, and they blast the sound cannon. And it just feels like your eardrums are going to blow out of your skull.
So that is confirmed. Yesterday or today, you saw them blast a family with a baby on their front porch?
It's confirmed. I saw them, you know, they were blasting all of us.
Well, this is unbelievable. I remember in Portland 5 years ago, an anti-war march. They came and blocked it in and came up and sprayed babies in baby carriages. And the mother said, why are you spraying my baby? And the policeman said, listen, you effing bleeper, you shouldn't bring a kid to a protest. So they love targeting children especially.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, what else do you expect from Satanists? Even if they don't know they're Satanists, that's what they are. Stay there, Jason Douglas, Rob Dew with you. We'll also get a report from another area with Jason Burmes straight ahead. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 3 minutes. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. Get the tea.com. Log on to getthetea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. Getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at getthetea.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That is the sounds of the march. We estimate to be more than 2,000 people in Pittsburgh marching from the university to the convention center where the G20 is meeting. Jason Burmes is there at the head of the march. At the end of the march is Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. We'll be going to all of them. I'll be recapping all the big developments that have happened. They are using sound cannons, even in neighborhoods, on children and people on their front porches. They go into even small side streets and announce no one allowed on the streets, basically, of Pittsburgh. They invoke the state's Patriot Act that they have. It's very draconian. It has been confirmed they're using sound cannons. Even CNN admits that. But neocon sites are denying it exists. because they're basically Pentagon run. That's a military tactic. They're still saying there's no New World Order. They're still saying there's no Bank of the World. They're still saying there's no global carbon tax in the media as they simultaneously announce it. That's a psychological warfare tactic to say, we're not assaulting you while they're assaulting. Mindless neocons claim G20 abduction video is fake. It is clearly not fake. These are real military officers and a real police Crown Vic jumping out and grabbing a protester and dragging him away. I'm saying that it could be staged in that it's real military. We know that. But that they could be staging snatch and grabs, as we know they did in Ottawa. The Royal Mounted Police have admitted last year that they staged a attack on their own police, then had to fake arrest the anarchist, put them into police cars. That's admitted Toronto Sun. But, of course, the neocon websites are not going to admit that. They're just going to keep saying nothing's happening. There's no sound cannons. None of this is going on. Stand down. This is not an assault. Classic Pentagon operation. They're also, of course, saying that the video of sound cannons and police in black uniforms and the army sound cannoning people, including children, is fake. It's all admitted, but they're going to make it about a debate of whether it's real or not. So we never psychologically have a debate on whether it's good to have the military sound cannoning children and saying no protest allowed. They may even say Pittsburgh doesn't exist. They may even say Pennsylvania doesn't exist. So you will then debate with them that Pennsylvania exists. There are over 8,000 news articles today on Google News if you put the term New World Order in. Over 8,000 openly announcing it's a global government, global tax, that the U.S. is going down, that Obama's great for being the new president of the world, chairing the U.N. Security Council. The U.N. Security Council exists. Obama exists. All of this exists. But if they can just keep saying it doesn't exist while they say it exists and it's good, then when you say I don't like it, they then say it doesn't exist. Burmese, that is classical psychological warfare. Jason Burmese reporting from the head of the march in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. Right now it looks like a little over 2,000 people. They are condensed into one street. There seems to be much less of a police presence at this march, at least at the moment. We're not really anywhere near downtown Pittsburgh yet, so we'll see what happens as we approach it if they let us go over into the downtown area. I highly doubt it. The downtown area is where you see the heaviest concentration of military. Right now I'm taping, and this is more of an eclectic group. Yesterday I didn't see any of the Iraqi war veterans against the war. Here I'm seeing dozens, if not hundreds. I'm seeing around 100, 150 pre-threat protesters. It seems like, you know, although there is an anarchist element here, they're somewhere towards the middle of the crowd, and we can only hope that they won't be able to provocateur the event today as they did yesterday.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to wait till you get to the place where the police are masked in front and to the sides. Then once you get into the trap, police will come from behind, then the anarchists for the news media will then come out of the middle, go to the front. They'll probably stage it with the police on a hill so they can roll a garbage dumpster at them for dramatic effect like they did yesterday. They'll then open fire with rubber bullets, pepper spray, and sound cannons on the 2,000 so the media can replay yesterday and every other big event we've seen. Here's the key, Burmese. Jason Burmese reporting from Pittsburgh. We're going to play this video, which the neocons are saying is fake. They're saying it's not real military. It's clearly real military. They're clearly wearing the real badge. It's a plastic clear badge with a white badge for the police to recognize in the arm. It's clearly an unmarked Crown Vic. You can look, it's military. They're well-conditioned. They're in good shape. They're big military police cops. You see the classic hired informant types giving hand signals. When you watch the video, they're giving hand signals to the police, and the guy is smiling and laughing, and the cops are just like the urban warfare drills they do. They then do the drills live action, but don't tell people their drills. I'm almost sure watching this video as they throw him in, he's laughing, then the guy with him gives a hand signal to police. They drive off into tear gas. This is a psyop to sell people on the idea that the military pulls up and grabs you into a car, and that's how they protect their people that have just engaged in some type of violence. We didn't see that on the video, but the video is very short. That may have happened earlier for the police to have a pretext to crack down on people. Jason Burmese.
You know, that is a big big possibility, Alex. Again, we're so far out. I mean, right now, I'm standing next to a bailout sign. They've got $12 trillion in counting. Of course, we know it's over $27 trillion at this point. This is a great turnout, Alex. I would really hate to see this be ruined. Of course, we saw the chaos yesterday, and, you know, I'm prepared for anything. Hopefully, I'm going to get to be able to talk to some of these protesters when we get down to the downtown area. But I am seeing a lot of signs that are really busting through the left-right paradigm. A few people have an amalgamation of both Barack Obama and George Bush as one being. They get it. They understand this war is not over. This war is not ending. The economy is only getting worse. We are moving towards global governance. Of course, you have a lot of well-meaning idiots out here as well, but we can only hope to reach them, Alex.
Well, we're playing video right now of last night at the university with police and military, and military in riot gear with shotguns with rubber bullets that will kill you if they shoot you from 5-10 feet away in many cases. There's been a lot of that. And they come up with a billy club and attack an innocent woman and tackle her for absolutely no reason.
Well, you know, yesterday when I was able to catch the local news after everything had died down and basically we had been lorded into a corner where we couldn't go anywhere for about an hour. They wouldn't let us over a bridge, even on foot. I saw this one girl. She must have been, you know, 100 pounds. I had interviewed her earlier in the day because she had a very provocative sign. She had a sign that said, "Smack an anarchist." And when I went and talked to her about it, she said, "Look, I'm all about free speech. I'm all about protesting. But when you get dressed up in black and you put a black mask on and you're here to destroy property, what is that going to accomplish?" And I was like, right on, you know, you're dead right. You know, we have our freedom of speech, but those people aren't helping. And that's the girl they arrest, this girl with a sign who is out there on her own trying to exercise her free speech and enlighten people to the fact that, listen, you don't need to, you know, dress in all black and think you're a tough guy and follow along with the tours. For instance, Cindy Sheehan actually went to the anarchist meeting the night before last, before yesterday's protest, and was kicked out. They didn't want her there. They don't want legitimate voices amongst them because they know they control the idiot masses.
Well, I'm watching the video of the guy that was arrested by the police after the military grabbed the one guy, and this looks fake to me. Clearly, with the other guy, it is fake. But if this person isn't an operative, he needs to later contact us and explain to us what happened. But talking to Douglas, talking to you, Burmans, Douglas has said it clearly looks staged with what he's seen. What do you think of these anarchists?
Well, you know, I think a lot of them are just well-meaning idiots. However, the people in charge, the people that are directing them, obviously have an agenda. You know, I got an interview with about 20 of the anarchists yesterday prior to the march. And, I mean, they were just, it was idiocy. I'm like, well, what your group is called what? And they were like, Team Space Bag. And I'm like, what does Team Space Bag even mean? And no one could tell me. They all just gave me a dumb look. They're just like, anarchy, anarchy. And they said some other vulgar things, but none of the issues were being discussed. They had no other objective other than to be there and try to rebel against something they know nothing about.
Well, that's how it works, is that we've been at in the Fed protests and other places, and these anarchists will come in who are well-spoken, in good shape, and they'll say, come on, let's cause trouble, let's do something bad. And then in the Fed protesters have caught them later going, yeah, we can't get these people to even jaywalk. What are we going to do? And over again, the Feds have been caught provocateuring. State police have been caught going into meetings and getting maybe 1 out of 1,000 people in a warehouse to say they'll do something violent, and then they raid the whole facility.
Absolutely. And again, we hope that doesn't happen again. I am seeing about a presence of about 100 or so anarchists in the middle of the march in a concentrated area. You know, again, Alex, we'll see when we get down there. Right now, the police presence is very, very slim. The guards are not armed to the teeth as they were yesterday. I have yet to see any military. Really, the biggest concentration of riot police was at the university on the way in. Of course, this protest took place, started right around the corner.
But, Burmans, this is how it always works. They want the march concentrated because it's easier to block in. Once you near your destination, that's when, watch, they're going to come out and block the street, then come in on the sides, let you fill up the pincer movement, and then they're going to close the gate on the back of you.
and hope that they don't start shooting tear gas like yesterday, because I've got two-year-olds passing me with their father right now, and I would hate to see these toddlers get into any kind of situation where they would be subject to abuse from riot police.
And there's been a lot of tear gassing going on, a lot of microwave gunning going on, I mean, a lot of sound cannoning going on. And meanwhile, the neocons are denying on their websites that any of this is even happening.
Well, it's just incredible, Alex. I mean, I don't know how the mainstream media is going to cover this, but this is at least 2,000 people. This may be on the brink of 3,000. You know, just milling my way to the front of the line took me about 15, 20 minutes.
Mermis, do we know why they attacked? I'm going to ask this when we come back. I'm going to ask Douglas as well. Stay there, Jason Douglas, also in another area of the march. Why did they attack the university last night? I mean, I've got video of them attacking frat kids.
Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
now going to Jason Douglas, who's with Rob Dew in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, another area of the 2,000-plus people that we estimate are marching right now from Pitt there in Pittsburgh into another area of the city. Where again are you guys marching, Jason Douglas?
Right now we are at Seneca Street and Fifth Avenue. We're in between the convention center and UPenn, and we're still formed in one group. They haven't splintered us off yet, and there's really been minimal police in comparison to yesterday. But I assume
usually they attack on the first official day because they want to set the precedent that protesting is bad and you're violent and bad. But I think you're going to see even more tonight coming up. Continue.
Basically, I have a feeling that they're funneling us into some place. Then they'll start to splinter us off, and then they'll close the gate just like they did yesterday.
Yeah, that's the standard operating procedure. They may do something else. You've said on air, but can you elaborate that these people, these anarchists, act and behave like feds, the few engaged in violence?
Right. Well, basically, you have a large group of people dressed in black with black masks and, you know, all thing anarchist type stuff. You can tell that the larger group, you know, it's people that just want something else besides what we have right now and are looking to anything. But then you have these capos that are basically in control of the larger group, and they're doing paramilitary stuff where, you know, they're basically funneling people. They're obviously working in coordination, and then they do these spurts of violence. It's just provocation.
I'm watching video from Pitt last night with the sound cannons hitting people. It's just unbelievably hardcore. For the radio listeners, you can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and watch all these scores of videos we have posted to give you different snapshots of what happened. But we're also streaming this live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, the video. But Jason, I want these nighttime shots, the Darth Vader element of it, is incredibly cinematic to get the point across in the next film. The Darth Vader...
We were actually out last night. We drove right by the area that they said all the violence took place. And once we heard it, we were thinking we were just there. So if an event happened, it was a coordinated event with the police and with the military, because it happened in the middle of 15 minutes.
Here they are attacking some girl that's got to weigh 95 pounds. She seems disoriented. The sound cannons are going off. She's asking, please don't hurt me. And then they just absolutely attack her. Boom. Billy club to the head. Boom. They pull her to the ground. Giant 250-pound man piles on top of her. The Darth Vaders continue stomping past. Unbelievable.
Yeah, how they're treating us is pretty crazy. And actually,
the cops love bugging their eyes out at everybody with pure hatred. I mean, they've really been trained to hate the citizenry of this nation.
Well, the thing
he
is,
said, you better get that camera
like
out of my
two
face.
Different people. It's like they're two different people. When they're in the line, they have a completely blank stare. You know, you can tell they're combat hard. But I've actually caught behind the line, just the guys. Once they become guys and they just start talking to each other, they're questioning their orders. They're actually, I heard some people saying something like, you know, these people are just, you know, want to be heard. Why can't they just let them speak? So there is dissension in the race. We are having an effect out here.
Well, the cops usually figure out later that there were provocateurs hired by the feds in there. Again, it's happened all over the nation. People that aren't aware of that. The latest incident was Denver Post reported on what happened last year at the DNC in Denver. The police were posing as anarchists attacking other police. They also hire informants, federal informants, state informants. We've got Bob Chapman coming up for 30 minutes to break down what's happening with the economy and what the G20 is announcing they want to do with the economy. But I want to check back in with you guys in the last hour today, 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I also want to talk to Rob Dew at that time and check back in with Burmese. Thank you so much, Jason Douglas. Call us if any new developments happen or if they start closing the gap on you. Before 3 o'clock, if anything happens, which probably will, call in and we'll preempt programming to bring you up, okay?
Okay, I'm going to head to the head of the line and see if I can
Well, hold on. Yeah. Don't hang up, though. I need to talk to Rob Dew because he set up our next guest, and we're having some conflicting issues here, and it's been hard to get a hold of him. So I need you to get Rob Dew so I can talk to him on the phone during this three-minute break, okay?
Okay. I will try to find him. There's a lot of people here, and we separated to do coverage.
Oh, man. And we can't get him to answer his phone.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with his phone. My phone's having a lot of problems, too. It seems like Pittsburgh only has one carrier, and so everybody else that's not on that carrier is having problems receiving phone calls.
Well, the feds are known to jam them, too, at demonstrations. Look. All right, I'll talk to you during the break. We'll he's normally radio producing, doing some of that here, and we'll try to figure that out as well. I'm trying to get a hold of him since 9 o'clock this morning. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
It is Thursday, October 8th, 2009. I'm Alex Jones, joining you from the road. Seems like two or three times a year I take a couple days off with the family, and that's always when massive news happens. So most of the time I end up being live here regardless. We've got Dave Mustaine coming up. People really requested to hear that interview again. A lot of people missed it when it was live. That's coming up. We have a lot of other news coming up in the final hour today. But it really doesn't matter. I was listening via my iPhone over Flycast to the radio show today, and it didn't matter if it was a show from 2.5 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, because it was just as pertinent
I was talking about how the G20 is meeting now. They're having private meetings. They're having public meetings for outward consumption. And when they're in public meetings saying, we want world government, we want to get rid of the dollar, we want to have a new bank of the world that controls the currency taxes and the Tobin taxes and the oil taxes and the carbon taxes, when they're publicly saying that and talking about getting rid of the dollar, you better believe in the private meetings they're figuring out how to deep six it. And so there have been three G20 meetings in the last year, and these have all been more important than Bretton Woods that put us on the dollar system. So this is a seismic shift, because first the fiat money masters got us deep in debt, got us on a fiat system, got us addicted to credit. They created more debt between 500 and 1,000 times, more fiat debt than there was real assets in the world. And that's fine in the first phases, because it allows the private banks, a select few, to buy up the roads, the infrastructure, the ports, the ships, the factories, the military, the media. And then they get us deep in debt with our own fiat currency. Now, as you know, we've loaned $23.7 trillion, and that's a two-month-old number. It's probably over $28 trillion right now. Since October 3rd, we've now passed the anniversary of the banker takeover last week. And so now they are preparing to set up the private New World Order. It's already set up, but they're unveiling it, like when they unveil a new ship and chop the blocks and launch it into the ocean. If you've ever seen a huge ship being built in dry dock, and then the old-fashioned way, they'd hack out the big blocks under it, and it would slide down a ramp into the channel to enter the open ocean. And they've done that. They've unveiled their world government. A lot of us went behind the curtain, peeked at it, read their own documents, their own blueprints. Old-timers 50 years ago have all been proven exactly right. And we told you what was going to happen. We were behind the curtain. Now they've taken the curtain back. They admit what it is. It's an absolute nightmare. Citizens spying on everybody. Children being taken for absolutely no reason. The state raising everyone. Cameras in all the homes watching everyone. It is now here. And they mean bloody business. They're not playing games. And here's the key, though, as Ron Paul and many others have said for a long time. In fact, he says in my film Matrix of Evil from 2004, Cicero. Ron Paul makes the point that when they implode the global economy, they're going to try to offer the solution of a total world government openly run by private banks as the solution. And here we are 5-6 years later. Shot it in 2003, put out in 2004. The point is, he said it in 2003. Here we are 5 years later, and exactly that is now coming to fruition. Not because we're psychic or have crystal balls, but because the enemy has been quite public in their memorandums and white papers to each other, just not to the general public. So now they're unveiling their monstrosity, but instead of letting them create the crisis and then offer the solution, if we, like the little boy pointing out that the emperor is butt naked and that he isn't wearing fine clothes, the parable of the emperor's new clothes, if we all simply point out the Federal Reserve is the real governorship of this regional North American system, if we point out the private bankers are the source of our misery, if we point out that they are the social engineers who create the trillions in fiat currency to take over the planet through fraud, that they're all a bunch of Madoff/Ken Lay types. I mean, Madoff started the NASDAQ, the second biggest stock exchange in the world. That's who these people are. Just because they wear fancy suits and have Ivy League educations, the police, the military fall down and worship them. So here's the choice. The republic falls. Our liberties are completely destroyed. Total tyranny comes in. Or we stand up to the criminals, rebuke them, expose them with pamphlets, you know, posted around town, with calls to talk radio, with websites, with going to your congressman, everywhere they go, every time they have a town hall, going to their office, beating the drum, going to city council, going to county commissioners, never shutting up, just hammering and hammering and hammering and saying, I'm not going to be distracted by Obama, your puppet. I'm not going to be distracted by Mitt Romney when he runs, probably the next president coming up in 3 years. I'm not going to be distracted by your left-wing, right-wing fake fight. Sure, there's a real fight going on there over who gets the power structure, but on the issues of who's financing both sides, it doesn't matter. We want the Federal Reserve audited and abolished. We want the fiat money masters that created this fraud brought to justice, as Ron Paul and others have said on this show. There's plenty of evidence for criminal indictments against all of them. So go to the police and the military. I know a lot of you are good men and women. There's no more time to sit here and suck your thumbs and support this Hitlerian system, just like German soldiers in 1940 supporting Hitler. We're at the cusp of this happening. You've got to stand up and say no and get past the peer pressure and speak out and not bow down to the power structure. You have got to count the cost and realize that the supposed conspiracy theorists have been right all along, that we have told the truth, that we have stayed the course, that those men and women out there that have been speaking out and standing up, many of them individuals being ridiculed in their towns and cities, are the only hope we've got. And thank God for all the people that have been there blowing the whistle, because now people are listening, because we warn people before all of this unfolded. So here's the bottom line. 2 weeks ago, they have their G20. They have private breakaway groups. Then they start the process of testing the plunge of the dollar. They'll probably pump the dollar back up one more time in the next year before they fully drop it. But understand, the media is spinning this that Russia, China, India, and others are implementing the destruction of the dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason the real power at the UN is not the General Assembly. It has no power. The Security Council of 15 members has all the power, 100% of it. Okay, and Obama is noticed. He's the head of that right now while this critical key change is happening. Notice this last week they handed the UN control of the Internet, systems. ICANN, the private corporation, was given full control, and they say they'll follow UN orders. Notice Obama is now the head of the UN Security Council. Notice how they're now announcing the devaluation of the dollar. They're just testing it with a long slide downward. It's all happening right now. We are now inside the New World Order. We are now witnessing the beginning phases of being inside a planetary, dehumanizing world government. So, A, we've got to expose the globalists and that they're the real criminals and that they're the shadow government and quit being distracted by their puppets and frontmen. But, B, we've also got to protect ourselves. And, again, I'm not tooting my horn. It's symbiotic. I believe in win-win-win-win-win. I believe in you reap what you sow. That's why I've been blessed. Anything I promote, anything I push, I deeply believe in. That's why I turn down more than half the sponsors that come to us, when other people will accept anything. And I'm not bashing folks. I know we've got an important message to get out, and a lot of people, I'm not here judging. The point is, we have high moral standards. And that's why I wanted to come back on live today and just point out that we've been right about everything, unfortunately. I wish I was wrong. But it's not tooting my horn. The globalists admitted this in all their own documents. But we had the courage to stand up and say things that were unpopular because our children and our grandchildren mattered, and because the truth is what matters, and standing against tyranny is what matters. Now, I told you buy gold when it was $280, when it was $300, when it was $400, when it was $500, when it was $600, when it was $700, when it was $800, when it was $900, when it was $1,000. Now it's 1,060 and climbing. In fact, I was talking to Teddy, said it's gone up even more. It's getting insane. Now, I'm sure they'll try to drive it back down, but the new low will be 1,020. And then it'll go up to 1,200. Then they'll drive it down to 1,100. Then it'll be 1,300. Then they'll drive it down to 1,200. Then it'll be 1,400. Then they'll drive it down to 1,300. Back and forth. But if you look at the 7-year trend, the 8-year trend, it's going straight up. It's more than tripled. It's almost quadrupled. If it continues in a month, it would have quadrupled in 8 years. No other investment is doing that. And the reason we told you to get gold earlier was because we're not idiots, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the Russians and the Chinese and all these people that are devaluing the dollar. The Russians and the Chinese and the Indians have been allowed into the G15, into the UN Security Council, because they've been fully taken over by the New World Order. Decades ago, there was only 6 members and then 8 members. They only allow countries that are fully controlled by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and Saxe-Coburg-Gothas to be in there. Okay? This is key. And so when you hear China and that the Arabs are doing this, no, they've been begging for 5 years for the West to stop issuing tens of trillions of the M3 money supply every year and devaluing their investments when their number one investment is U.S. dollars. And they've begged and they've pleaded. And they've been told, no, we're going to devalue the dollar incrementally. So they're publicly saying that they all write this in their newspapers. They're saying, look, your private banks are swindling you and swindling us. This is the New World Order. And if you're going to go ahead and destroy the U.S., we're not going down with you. So understand that. In the end, they're going to bomb the Arabs and say they did it. In the end, they're going to say the Chinese did it. They got a new Red Dawn coming out where the Chinese do economic warfare, and people will believe that, and the media is going to blame the Chinese. You want to blame the New World Order. You want to blame Bernanke. You want to blame the Rockefellers. You want to blame Geithner. You want to blame Larry Summers. You want to blame the people we document in the Obama deception and Fall of the Republic. Our lives depend on it, because if they are able to stage events and pose as saviors again, they're going to bring us into an even greater tyranny. They want to lower our standard of living. They want to destroy our industrial society. And as bad a situation we're in, as good a job they've done of wrecking our society, they haven't even gotten started yet. So look, in the few minutes we've got left here before Dave Mustaine comes up, I want to bring Ted Anderson up. I'm going to bring him into the next segment, too, and then Dave Mustaine. I'm going to go ahead and go to just the end of this hour with him. Ted Anderson is there waiting. He's got a bunch of news articles and a bunch of documentation, but I want to be very clear about this. This is a sad day that we're right about gold, but Ted still has the offer from yesterday at $9.94. He had it at $9.90, but that's sold out. He has $9.94. That's when he bought this gold and silver in the market. It's now skyrocketed, and this is going to run out again tonight. And Ted is here to tell us tomorrow he's still going to have another great deal, but it'll probably be above 1,000 in the market from what he's bought, because Ted's been buying as it goes down, and then he sells it cheap when the market goes up. Ted Anderson, what is gold doing right now?
Well, like you said, Alex, gold has gone over 1,060. It's at 1,062 at its peak today. Currently, right now, at 1,054.70. So we're seeing new highs that we've never seen before in gold, and the market is hot. And like you said, I mean, I was just looking through, all the different news services out there that I could find. Bloomberg right now is talking about gold going up. Dan Burrows right now is talking about gold at 2,225.
Yeah, CNBC saying 2,000.
Yeah, Richard Russell. I'm looking at Gary North right now. Gary North is talking about gold going up. There's been a divorce between Arab oil and the United States dollar, and that's one of the few things that supported the United States dollar like it has. You've covered that issue how many times on your show over the last year, year and a half, 2 years? And that separation from the Arab oil and the dollar is going to be devastating to the United States dollar. It's like one of the last few footholds that foreigners have to hold on to U.S. American currency as reserve. And that stuff is going to be sold into the marketplace. And I wish I could tell you that, again, that you're wrong about this banking thing, but you're dead on right. There is a national, there is a worldwide banking cartel that is really trying to take over what was value in the United States. We'd be standing on our own right now if we had constitutional money, but we haven't. We turned it over to this Federal Reserve system, and now they're turning it over to this world banking system, and the United States is losing a war that they don't even know that they're engaged in.
Absolutely, Ted. And just like these private banks write books about how they go in and buy off third world countries, pay the dictators or corrupt political legislatures to not pay the money back, they're now going into the states, putting more federal mandates on them, and then the private banks are loaning U.S. stimulus funds to the states. So they take the money from the states, give it to private banks, and then they loan it. Some states are paying as high as 20% compounding interest, loan sharking levels. And this is it. They're finally totally bankrupting us, tapping us out, while at the same time deploying troops inside the U.S. They plan on absolutely gutting us. And, folks, all I can say is I hope you get into gold right now. I hope you call 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237, because at least we grab a little bit of victory from the jaws of defeat. The bankers are taking over. They're raping everything. They're kidnapping our kids. They're poisoning the vaccines. They're enjoying themselves. They're having their world government. But at least patriots and people that know about the New World Order have seen triple profits, and at least people can protect themselves by getting into gold and silver, and at least the listeners here can get gold factored into the market at a market that was $994 versus $1,059.56. The point here is Ted has got the sovereigns, the gold sovereigns, the gorgeous gold sovereigns. He's got the francs, the Swiss, the French francs, some other francs. It's a European unit. He's got the silver half dollars. Ted, tell him about the coins. Tell him about the offer.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the British sovereign we're carrying right now is at 291. The francs currently are at 236. The Walking Liberty halves right now are $8.69. Francs, you can go in and take a look at the go to Infowars.com. I haven't changed the price on the Lakota Nation coin. It's still at $22.30. I mean, we're almost looking at $18 silver now. We're looking at gold at $1,050 plus. Alex, that's a run. Gold is going to shoot through $1,060 and then $1,070.
Let's be clear on this. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you told me this yesterday off air. You are paying yourself wholesale, a huge wholesaler, a huge buyer. You are paying more for these gold and silver coins now when you're buying them than for what you're selling them to people.
Yeah, right now we are paying less. We're paying more than what I can sell them for at this particular time because the market has gone up that particular, the market has gone up that much.
Yeah, understand. Ted is a wholesaler, cannot get the deal he's about to offer you. How is he doing that? Because he bought it when it was low and he's keeping the tiny markup he had from when gold was 60 something dollars less than it is now. That's how he's passing this on. That's how you're getting this deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to come back with one more segment before Dave Mustaine on this October 8th Live Thursday edition and talk about what it'll look like as the dollar dies with your expertise on that and some more of the news headlines. Stay with us. It's the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is October 8, 2009 on this Thursday edition. And just to be clear here, we are seeing the fall of the Republic. First, they had to take the greatest industrial nation, the greatest manufacturing nation, the greatest saving nation. And now, look, the man and woman both got to work two jobs. The average person's in deep, deep debt. We have the greatest debt ratio of any society in history, even greater than the Great Depression. The bankers are now making their move with the paramilitary forces on us. They're now locking everything down. They're now making announcements to spy on your neighbors. They're going to pay people to be spies, to be thugs. The whole economy is going to be prisons. It's going to be really, really rough, folks. I just want you to know this is real tyranny we're facing. And if we don't bring the bankers to justice, they're not going to give us quarter. They're not going to back off. They're not going to quit. The bare minimum we can do is get out of their fiat currency and their stock markets before they hammer us too bad. The dollar is plunging right now. And again, this is inexorable. The bankers made the decision to do this. They make the profits while everybody else are suckers. Well, now the world's getting out of it. Ted, what will it look like as the dollar dies? Incremental versus a climactic plunge?
Well, I would say it's going to be incremental, but it already has been incremental. We only have about 2 cents of the value left in the dollar. You know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like what I've seen in Argentina, where I saw a mom and dad and a couple of kids huddled up in a blanket in a store shop door, you know, while it's, you know, sleeting outside, misting, and they're trying to stay warm. That's the kind of thing that we're looking at here in the United States. Unfortunately,
and they were a first-world nation before the bankers did the exact same thing. I've been on their TV and radio. They all know it as well.
They did exactly what we're doing. We allowed ourselves to get in way too much debt. We lived on economic times. Our prosperity was handed to us.
And it's all made up by these bankers. These bankers just suckered us in.
That's exactly right. We got suckered into a system that forces us to take on debt in order to have commerce. And that has just been compounding against us since 1913. And now the solution to the problem is to put us into a fiat currency system where we now have to service interest on debt to a World Bank rather than our own national bank.
Absolutely. And in closing, Ted, I wanted to add this point. I never got to it yesterday, but Sunday or Monday I'm going to play the video. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. John Elway's put out a Homeland Security training video where he says if somebody owns gold, or they have guns, call Homeland Security on them. They say that's a sign of terror. I mean, this government, they say in the Mayak report, if you support Ron Paul, folks, the government's rogue, it's criminal, and they're going to have celebrities tell you tyranny's good. Remember, the bankers did this to you. I'm telling you, folks, I feel so good pushing this deal that Ted's offering and supporting him after all he's done for this network and this country. Ted is giving you such an incredible deal. People really ought to be thanking him. And you got to tell him Alex Jones sent you. That's the Ted Anderson, Alex Jones special, where you're going to be paying the $1,050-something price per ounce of gold. Ted has it right now, ladies and gentlemen, at the 994 level. Give him a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold this deal? I mean, this is yesterday's deal.
Well, you know, we keep on talking about this every time we come to the end of our interview, but I'm going to hold it until midnight tonight just because I've given you my word. I'm going to sell it to you at this price. And I know people like to pick up your show on the podcast and they'll be listening later on. So call us. If you're calling us on October 8th, you'll get this deal. Gold just ran over $1,060 an ounce. Obviously, it's not going to hold for very long because I can't do it. I'm not, you know, prices are going to go up on me. I have to raise my prices.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You ought to be kissing Ted. Imagine Imagine kissing him, inside your mind's eye right now, because this is a great deal. Check out other deals while you can. Most people are running out of gold. Dave Mustaine's coming up. Thank you so much, Ted. Even though they're taking over our country, at least you're doing something good.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to continue to cover the G20 open world government being announced. Barack Obama is the first U.S. president to sit as the chairman of the United Nations Security Council, the 15-member. That's the only group that can really vote and has power. The General Assembly has no power. CNN called him president of the world, and he was shaking when he gaveled it in 2 days ago, shaking with pleasure. U.S. Ambassador Rice behind him was shaking. Henry Kissinger was shaking in the audience. This is the New World Order, the eugenics world government, now coming into fruition. We are joined by Dave Mustaine, the founder and lead guitarist and lead singer of Megadeth, Megadeth.com. The new album is Endgame, and I just want to say that growing up, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 today, I have always loved Megadeth because the lyrics, I didn't even really understand them when I was 12, 14, 15 years old, 20 years old. But then as I learned about the New World Order, the eugenics, the master plan, it really did influence me. And I didn't even realize how much it did. A man way before his time understanding what was coming. Most of their covers are about the UN and world government. And now it's all happening. Dave Mustaine joining us. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome, Alex.
What do you think about what's happening? World government being announced.
It's pretty frightening. I have to be really careful when I do my interviews and talk about a lot of stuff because, you know, you have to be objective and you have to give people the right to think out of the box. But I think you and I agree on a lot of things. And especially, I want to tell you thanks for inspiring me to look into the whole Endgame film. And I actually had discovered this document through watching an inspirational video, and then I know we'd spoken before, and that was a privilege for me because I believe you're a patriot. And I think that our country needs more people like you. And as far as having our record called Endgame, you know, I think the best way to thank somebody is to, you know, to bring credit where credit's due. So thanks.
Huh. Well, thank you, Dave. Listen, that's just amazing that you influenced me, and then now with my research, I've influenced you. It's kind of the circle is complete.
Almost. Now we just need one big boom.
Well, I tell you, I mean, my wife is freaked out because she researches all this, and she says it's happening. It's world government, world taxes, world carbon taxes. We're going to go to break in a moment, and some stations join us. But Dave, tell us about the new record that's
already, from what I've seen in the news, exploding up the charts in game.
Well, the new record we have recorded in a studio that I own in San Marcos, California. I moved back to San Diego after the lawsuit with Ellefson. I just didn't want to be in the same city with him, so we moved. And then when I started doing this record, of course, I have a real free world kind of thinking with my lyrics and stuff. So it was just going to be more of the same with this record, just continuing, you know, my idea to raise awareness and to help people think, you know. And I may not be right, but you know, and I'm certainly right to inspire people to question. And this record has a lot of topics in it. It talks about the collapse of the financial institutions. You know, I went to school and I got licensed by the state and federal government to work on Wall Street as a stockbroker. And I figured, you know, being in the music business, most people in the music business aren't very smart when it comes to their money. So I wanted to be smart and educate myself about that. And along the way, you know, you learn so much. The more that you're willing to exercise your brain, the more that you discover that it's just frightening. You know, watching the Zeitgeist clip and then, you know, knowing all the stuff that's going on with the Amaro and so on and so forth. You know, these are all things that are pretty tough. You know, pretty atypical conspiracy theories and stuff. But, I mean, if you really think, if just one second you say, okay, maybe this isn't a conspiracy.
Dave, we've got to break. We've got to break. The satellite makes us break. Stay right there. We'll be right back with Dave Mustaine, the founder of Megadeth. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Take a mortal man.
him become a god. Watch people's heads roll.
Headbanging here in a minute.
Acting like a robot.
Dave,
yep.
I listened to that song. That what did that come out in the early 1990s?
Yeah, that was on Countdown to Extinction.
And now you watch as the president is the head of the UN Security Council and the president, and they're openly announcing world government. How did you know all of this 15 years ago?
I don't know. Lucky guess, maybe. Paying attention to the news, listening to people like yourself, other people who are thinking, you know, for themselves, and they're not being led off to slaughter like mindless sheep.
Amazing. Some stations just joined us. Dave Mustaine, the founder and guitarist and lead singer of Megadeth. Megadeth.com is the website. A lot about the band, what's happening, what's going on. But you got interrupted by the break. Let's get back into what influenced your new, very popular, out of the gates, just released album, Endgame. And you were getting into how they try to call us conspiracy theorists, but it's all now being announced. Dave
well,
Mustaine.
Yeah, it's really easy for people whenever you talk about things that are controversial in nature for people to sit on the sidelines and point their fingers. So when anybody says anything that's controversial in nature, especially stuff that has to do with our government or any of the administration, what do they say? It's anti-patriotic, or they say that you're just a nut job, and to be even more insulting. And, you know, it's our nation was founded on people who think outside of the box, people who question authority, people who looked at things and said, you know, and I don't agree with this.
Well, it certainly was. The cover of Endgame, a lot of people have emailed me saying, what is it? And I go, well, it's totally clear. It's a bunch of, and tell me if I'm wrong, like zombie slaves in concentration camp uniforms being marched off towards a pyramidal light, and there's stacks of the FEMA coffins that have been deployed all over the country at depots. And there's a bunch of flies basically feeding on the death surrounding it. Is that an accurate breakdown of the cover?
That's really, really, really close. Everything that you said is accurate. There's a little bit more symbology there that you might not have noticed. A lot of the biblical stuff, like with the parting of the Red Sea and the people going through, there's also the barcode that's on their heads. If you look closely inside of the album cover, it has a larger picture, but if you look closely on the cover, there's what appears to be a mohawk going up the back of this guy's head. That's not what it is. When you get inside of the cover and you look at it, it's the barcode, because, you know, they say nothing can be bought or sold without the mark, and it's going to be on your hand and your forehead, but nobody said it's going to go, you know, left to right. How about if it's, you know, fashionable like a mohawk? And then the thing with the flies on the outside and the way that they're just waiting, that was one of the plagues that happened to Egypt.
One of the biblical plagues, and I see it. They've got barcodes on the backs of their heads. They're in Gitmo orange jumpsuits, marching in what looks like a mass grave.
Mm-hmm. And they're going through the Red Sea of those black FEMA coffins. Those are the walls of the Black Sea being held back.
Well, there you have it from Dave Mustaine. And am I right to say that it kind of nexuses at a paramount point, like the eye of Lucifer or the eye of Satan that is energizing this scene?
Wow, that's pretty heavy. No, I didn't go that deep with that particular part of it. There is a light that they're heading to at the end, but it was more kind of like I don't know if the eye of Horus or whatever, you know, that kind of whole, you know, Stargate kind of thing where you're, stay away from the light, you know what I mean? It was just something that they were walking. And it was just something that we, in blind faith, are walking to, and we don't even realize what we're walking through.
Absolutely. Wow, what a heavy cover. And I've seen, you know, doing some research for this interview, and also checking the album out, all these people speculating what it is, and I looked at it immediately and said, yeah, those are people marching to their death. Yep. But amazing. Tell us about some of the songs in the album.
Okay, the album starts off with a classic guitar duel. And I think a lot of your listeners will really dig the lyrics on this record, but there's also a lot of great guitar work. Guitar players have become very sophisticated because heavy metal in America, it peaked in the 90s when all the hair bands came out, and it lost its integrity to a lot of people. And it went underground, and now it's making a resurgence. They came through a period where they weren't even doing guitar solos. This record is full of guitar solos. And we start off with an instrumental that's just, you know, lobbying guitar solos back and forth to each other, or volleying them back and forth with me and another guitar player. And the next song is called This Day We Fight, which is influenced by the war speech that Aragorn gave in Lord of the Rings. You know, it's saying that, hey, man, we may die tomorrow, but we're not going to die today, because this day we're going to fight, and we're going to kick butt, and we're going to take down names. And that's how it's been for us. You know, we've really had to fight an uphill battle, but it really seems like the worm's turned. Websites like Blabbermouth that have hated me since the day that they started gave us some 8.5 on our new record, and they said that it's time for them to pay attention to Professor Dave, and I'm thinking, what? You know, this is a website that whenever I would say anything, they would post a story about it and slam me. So, it's amazing the way that everything is turned around right now for us, for me, for just sticking to my guns, too, because there was a period where a lot of heavy metal bands reinvented themselves. So then we go into different songs, like 1320 is a song about drag racing, and the National Hot Rod Association loves the song. We've got a song called 44 Minutes, which is about the North Hollywood bank robbery that happened back in the 90s. And then, of course, the title track, which is about the document that I discovered that our former president had signed, that, you know, it was brought to my attention by searching the web, knowing who you are, and also seeing the part that you posted about Lou Dobbs, because I really respect that guy. And I thought, you know, there's just something really wrong about this. And I looked into it, and I thought, that's it. I'm going to sing a song about this, because it's perfect. It completely predicts. Because I read 1984 when I was just a kid, and I've got so many songs about this, like Hook and Mouth was about that. There was just a whole bunch of stuff that talks about this future world that we're just blindly marching into.
Well, we certainly are blindly marching in. We have video and photos of neighborhoods with no one even protesting, with the Pittsburgh police and Pennsylvania saying for the G20, no one's allowed to congregate, no one's allowed to be on the street. They say, flee, flee, and then they turn on the sound cannons. They hit my employees with it. We've got video of them walking up to women and billy clubbing them in the head. Oh, no, it's incredible. We've got video, in fact, we'll play some of it in the background for people watching at prisonplanet.tv, not just on the radio, of the military pulling up and grabbing peaceful protesters, snatching and grab and cramming them into unmarked police cars. The military. I mean, wow. So they're not only announcing the world government and the world tax, and Obama is now a dual president in the UN and the U.S. as the chairman of the Security Council, but now the military's, I mean, it's like they want us to know that they're in control.
Yeah, I think so, huh? Wow. That's so sad.
I guess you take a mortal man, you put him in control, watch him become a god.
That's right. And these things, you know, I've been talking about them forever. As long as I can write music, I've been talking about stuff like this. It didn't really get to a point where people would, you know, really take anything that I said seriously. I mean, imagine what it's like for these poor guys that sing songs about dragons.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, again, I've gone over the years and read your lyrics again, and it just rung true when I was 20 years ago. I mean, I've been listening to Megadeth since it started when I was about 12, and when you started it. And I was like, I don't know. It was always probably my favorite, if not my favorite, you know, heavy metal band. I like the speed metal and everything, you know, the mix and the different. And I like the fact that you're not fake. You've never changed. I mean, you've expanded and grown, but it's never changed. You're not changing your hairstyle or acting silly or trying, you know. I mean, you're doing what you want to do, being authentic. And I think that really underlines what you've done with Megadeth.
Well, I think that's a very American way, too, you know, just to be true to yourself and stand up for what you believe in. It's hard for people to really stand up for what they believe in anymore because, you know, if you do something like that, they'll vilify you. You know, if you're doing anything that isn't status quo, you know, it was hard to, in the very beginning, to be open about my life, the problems I had, and to be open about, you know, the band and problems we had. And you know, people were not responding to that very well. But now, at this point, I can always say that, you know, I've been sincere since the beginning. You see these other guys that do these image makeovers and go from one band where they're dressed like, you know, they're the front man for Jane's Addiction, and then the next band they're in, they're, you know, in some, like, biker band, and it's like, how can you sell that, how can you convince your fans or the following that one day you can be an androgynous space queen and the next day you can be, you know, the spawn of the Big Red Machine, you know?
Well, again, you have been anti-New World Order, anti-global government. How long's Megadeth been around? 21 years, longer?
Yeah, it's been close to 25 years. When we started, it took a little time until we got the first lineup and went into the studio to record. That happened.
Stay there, Dave. Got a break again. Sorry to cut you off. We'll be right back. Amazing. Dave Mustaine.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes, your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hey.
Song, the whole album at Megadeth.com, M-E-G-A-D-E-T-H.com, or just Google Megadeth, the term Endgame, get it at iTunes, get the CD, get it all at Megadeth.com. We need to support this type of message. Megadeth is up there at the very top of heavy metal, ladies and gentlemen. And these folks have packed stadiums across the planet. We need this anti-New World Order message now more than ever to warn people. Whatever's going to happen with the New World Order, whatever this global system's going to do, we have to stand and resist it. And the clergy response teams have been hired by the feds to tell their flocks to not stand up and not resist. They're going to be raptured out. Ladies and gentlemen, that is unbelievable. Dave Mustaine, I tell you, every time I hear that song since it came out last week, it just blows me away, and the lyrics just get even more hard-hitting. The RFID, the New World Order, the president. And then we played in the first hour audio of armored vehicles with sound cannons saying almost the same thing you've got in that intro. I mean, talk about unbelievable.
Well, I'm a real American.
Hell yeah, you are. And let me tell you, tens of millions of Megadeth fans worldwide are now going to finally understand. They're always, why does he have the UN on the cover of his, I mean, you say my film Endgame influenced your album Endgame. This cover that I designed, I told the graphics person what to make, was influenced by a Megadeth cover. Did you notice that when you saw the Endgame DVD cover, that it was similar to that one where you have the UN and the flagless flagpoles?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I never saw the correlation. That's amazing.
But it's just crazy that you influence me and I'm influencing you.
Well, that's what I believe. Good ideas when people share stuff like that. That, you know, it's a grassroots kind of thing, and people, they benefit from it in a huge way when they share the truth, because the truth is undeniable.
In fact, that was from Peace Sells. Peace Sells, but who's buying?
Yep,
that's awesome.
That was actually something that I saw. I got that song title from a Reader's Digest magazine. I was living with this girl, and she went to work, and I was a lazy musician, so I stayed back at her place, and there was a Reader's Digest there. That's why I make fun of the magazine and the Reader's Digest. Well, yeah, because I actually read that magazine for a little while after I got the title for Peace Sells out of it. Interesting little book, but not something that's really modern anymore, I guess.
What did you think of my film Endgame itself, specifically?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I mean, you're very brave to go and get in the face of people like this. I guess we all have our calling.
Dave, we're about to break in a minute-long segment coming up. In fact, okay. We'll probably pull up Peace Sells and play some of that, but some of the new album as well. How do folks, what's the best way, where's the best place to get your new album Endgame and to support what you're doing?
Well, I would say through Amazon or through iTunes. You know, you can listen to the music in many, many places right now. MySpace and iTunes really supported us. AOLmusic.com has supported us, too, with this record. And Amazon, it's the number one record at Amazon right now, and it's been that way for quite a few days.
Yep. Endgame was number one for a few days on DVD, my film. But I tell you, that is incredible. Dave, we're going to break again. I want to come back and talk more about the album. I should have mentioned that. Endgame from Megadeth, number one in the USA, number one, and they're going on tour. We'll tell you about that. We'll talk more about the New World Order as well with Dave Mustaine, the founder, guitarist, and lead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Chaos, Megadeth. control myself not to do air guitar. Crank it up. That sounds like old school, but with a somewhat of a new edge to it. That sounds like old school heavy metal, speed metal almost.
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to stick with our roots and do what we know is what we do best. There was a period during the beginning of the millennium where bands were really forced to go and change themselves, not only change their image, change the way that they look and stuff like that, but also change the way that they make their living, their music. You know, it had to all get, everybody needed to be like Nirvana, you know, and I'm sorry, I just, that was not my cup of tea. So, you know, we struggled through a lot of stuff, and right now it's probably the most liberated that we've been with our careers and our music.
So keeping it pure, you got a new book coming out. Tell us about that.
Right, it's called Hello Me, Meet the Real Me, which is a lyric from Sweating Bullets. It had to be called that, you know that. And it's basically me, the person. It's not just me, a musician, because, you know, they've written everything that can be written about me as a musician from their point of view. And, you know, some of it's true, some of it's not, some of it's folklore, some of it makes me a lot cooler than I really am, so I just let them continue to think that way. But with the book itself, when I got to the last page and I closed the book, I looked up. I actually was so I was so satiated. I was so content that they finally have got my life into a book so far, and that I read it and I went, you know what? I get it. This is it. This is it. This is who I am, and it explained everything perfectly. And the best part about it, I think, at the end of every chapter, it's like, God, you know, he did a lot of really rotten things, but at the end of every chapter, it tells how, you know, all those things have been made amends for, if possible, and the people that we had all these hardships with, we've gone back and worked on things. You know, some people were in the band that I'm friends with still. Some people were in the band in the past, and I'm not friends with them.
Well, I tell you, I'm excited to read the new book when it comes out. Tell us about your new radio show you're launching. You're really going wild here.
Well, you know, I mean, you've got a great platform here for you to be able to share your heart with the American people and to educate them, which is, I think, one of the highest honors in our country here, is to be able to teach our children, the teachers that were there. Everybody's always asked me, what would I do if I wasn't a musician? I'd like to be a teacher. I mean, I know the pay is crap, and I know that you don't get any respect, but, you know, I love teaching kids. I used to teach martial art at this one school in Scottsdale to kids, because the other teachers there weren't really good with the kids, and I loved it. So that's one of the things that I really enjoy doing, and watching the way that the whole music industry is kind of eaten itself and changed it, you know, with the whole digital download thing now. You've got to be really clever. So I really try my very best right now to participate with our fans as much as possible and listen to what they're talking about, what affects them. You know, it's hard for me to really know what it's like to have food stamps now, but you know what? I did. I lived in a car when I was a teenager, and I was homeless. My mom was a maid, so I know all of these things that you have to go through it to get by in life, and I think that's one of the things that most rock stars, they try and forget.
Well, I agree. I see people's arrogance and their haughtiness. And I've been arrogant in my life at certain points, but I kind of flash back and forth. But I realize you get so much more strength and discernment when you are humble and realize how transitory this life is.
Right. And, you know, the best thing about it at the end of the day is you feel good about yourself when you've done something cool for somebody else, even if it's just enlightening them and educating them. You know, right now my son's almost 18, so we're going through a lot of life lessons right now. And yeah, he's making a lot of really costly mistakes, but nothing is, he hasn't been dismembered or disfigured yet, so everything's okay. But, you know, I see this and I'm thinking, like, God, I want to interrupt and I want to rescue him and I want to. But that's why most of the kids in America right now are having so many problems, because all this false praise these kids are getting. You know what? Little Johnny ain't perfect. You know,
well, I mean, established.
He's such a great kid.
Well, the establishment, the controllers know that. They tell us we've got to be perfect. Madison Avenue tells us we've got to be perfect. So we all feel inadequate. So we've got to buy this death culture the New World Order is selling. And so, oh, yeah, your kid got in a fight. Oh, your kid's depressed because they're going into puberty. Oh, they bet they need a bunch of mind-altering government-issued drugs.
Yeah. Yep. That, or isolate them, or single them out in front of everybody.
Or give them electroshock therapy. Now, you were telling me during a break, I don't know if you want to say this on air, but you're going on tour, and you were telling me there's some disinfo going on out there about the tour.
About the tour? Which part? Oh, the big four thing. Yeah, you know, there's rumors going around. In the beginning of heavy metal in the United States, there were four bands known as the Big Four, and that was Megadeth, Slayer, Metallica, and Anthrax. And, you know, it's funny, whenever I have a new record coming out or anything like that, there's always something like this that perks up to kind of distract the interviews away from my interviews to something other than that. So this is nothing more than a rumor. People are saying that the four bands are going to get together and tour. We haven't heard anything about this other than just rumor and conjecture. So we are out with Slayer, which is fantastic. And, you know, we're trying really, really hard right now to mend broken fences and just to, you know, do the right thing with these guys, because the fans love Megadeth and Slayer. The idea of us playing together, they're losing their minds. We went into Canada. It was just over the top metal, euphoria for these kids. We're going down to Australia. I'm leaving on the second down there to New Zealand, Australia, then Japan, and then we're coming back. We're going into Canada, and God willing, you know, we'll be bringing this package into the States someday.
And people can find out the tour dates around the globe at Megadeth.com. Death, yep, with an E, ladies and gentlemen. Megadeth.com. Dave Mustaine joins us, ladies and gentlemen, and we're very honored to have him. Dave, getting back into the whole global system, the whole New World Order, in a nutshell, if you feel like it, give us your worldview on the power structure. You seem to be doing a lot of research on it, and where you believe the planet is going and what the end game really is.
Well, that's a heavy question there to do all that. I'll try my best. Okay, I was brought up as a little kid. I got baptized at four as a Lutheran, and I was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness. And then I revolted and got into witchcraft and black magic, and then spent subsequent almost dozen years the following 12 years or so trying to get rid of the demonic oppression I got by putting hexes on people. And then I became a Christian. So, I mean, I've been brought up around so much different religiosity. I'm kind of like civil, you know what I mean? And when it comes down to me thinking about how things are going towards the end, I have a very distorted view of it, because I've been just brainwashed by the Jehovah's Witnesses. So, you know, when Christmas time comes around, I'm thinking, well, geez, what's the tree? What's all this crap? So, anyways, when it comes down to what my understanding is that there's going to be a final war at the end, and the whole way that the Antichrist plays out. This may alienate some of your listeners and stuff. I don't mean to make anybody feel bad or alienated.
You're allowed to have your view. Tell us.
Right, right. The problem is that I just am cautious about this, Alex, because there's so many people that say that they're Christian and they come off telling people that they're not doing stuff right. And I don't want to do that, because I'm a different kind of person.
No, but we want to know your view. You're not preaching. Tell us.
Right. Okay, good. I just need to say that, because I just don't want to miss out.
No, it's an important preface.
What I think right now, I'm watching the president, what you just said about him becoming the president of the U.N., and I'm watching all these other things happen, like to say that one of the prophecies that came true in the Bible came from when Israel became a country again. And that was a prophecy. It was said that Israel would become a nation again. Well, it's a nation again. That happened back in the 60s, but it happened. So, you know, my belief is that there's going to be a new world order. There's going to be one guy that's going to run the world. There's going to be one currency that's around everywhere. They're going to try and get you to take the RFID chip. That's the mark of the beast that they're going to use to buy and sell things. And then, like you had brought up so brilliantly in your movie about Rockefeller, saying that if they don't like you, they're just going to turn your chip off.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, all of this stuff is mind-boggling, because you don't really hear about all the technology and stuff like that in the Bible, but the Bible's the basic text I try and live my life by, and I still have a dirty mouth, and I still look at women and have kind of terrible thoughts sometimes, but, you know, as far
hey, you're
as,
not
like,
a Pharisee. I mean,
yeah,
look who
I mean,
Jesus hung
yeah.
out with. He didn't hang out with the Pharisees saying how great they were. He
right.
hung out with people who were trying to have a pure heart. You know,
right.
I mean, look at David. Look at David, you know, had people killed so he could have their women, but
yeah.
he repented, and so God said, that is a man after my own heart.
Right. Well, I just don't want people to try and find holes in what I'm saying, because, you know, they've heard me say something in the past that was terrible. And I know I've done that. That's one of the things that I'm working on with the whole Slayer tour, is that, you know, 19 years ago, Alex, I said something. But people are still holding on to it, and they keep bringing it up, and it keeps causing problems with me and with the guys at Slayer. Bottom line is, I don't feel that way anymore. And I think that this is going to be a great opportunity for me to go into an area where, you know, there's a lot of people that cast aspersions and say all kinds of terrible stuff about heavy metal and the people in it. Yeah, there are people in it that are terrible, but I'm not. And I think that what
well, it's
we
very
stand
diverse,
for is great.
But Dave, I interrupted you when you were getting into your worldview. What do you think about the rapture? Because I've read the Old Testament, and it clearly says the beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them. How, if we're all raptured out beforehand, can the beast wage war? How can he force people to take chips if everybody's submitting? And this is only a 150-year-old, 140-year-old doctrine of the pre-rapture. And so because everybody believes, I talk to these phony Christians, they won't fight any evil. They say, praise God, it's getting more evil. That means I'll be teleported out. I don't think Captain Kirk is going to teleport them off the surface.
Well, I don't believe in the rapture. I don't know enough about it to even know what it is. And the fact that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to be here and then I'm going to be someplace else. My understanding is that I'm going to be witness to, you know, the great Armageddon. So, you know, I don't know this particular part, because that's a little bit more cerebral than I've gotten into it, because I've only been a Christian for a little while, but it's certainly good fodder.
Well, that's amazing. You know, I will tell you, I grew up in Dallas and saw a lot of occult stuff, and it was like an occult empire. I never really got into it, but, you know, I'd date this super good-looking girl who was a couple years older than me, and, you know, and go to her parents' house, giant mansion, and find out they were Satanist. And I would go out with this, you know, super hot chick and find out they were Satanists, and I'd be taken to a party and there'd be police there, and I would get in my car and leave, and then they all got mad at me. The cops started pulling me over, you know, because I was wild and, you know, mean and beat the hell out of people, and I guess came off as satanic, but I wasn't, because I have love in my heart. But I think seeing evil and not being perfect and then changing allows you to understand things and have discernment that people that have had a sheltered life or never experienced the power of the satanic empire. I believe that once you've been a little bit on the other side of it, it almost gives you an advantage, because now I've been on both sides of the coin.
Right. And that's basically what I was saying in the beginning about being able to have the credentials to talk to these fans, to be able to, you know, to meet them where they're at. You know, there's nothing worse than being lectured to. You know, if someone wants to know something, you know, as human beings, we have most of us, when we're curious about something, you know, they can take it to get unhuman strength and be able to sit up for hours studying things. You know, if they're interested in it. You know, for me, if I'm not interested in it, I can be asleep within 30 seconds.
Because you've been into the occult, you can actually, if people ask you, explain, this wasn't fun for me, and they wouldn't listen to some preacher, but they'd listen to Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Yeah, they would, and that's the great thing about all of this, because I'm not misusing my celebrity to tell people what to do. We've always been really supportive of encouraging people to read. That's why I've tried to use words more than baby in my songs, and that's why we've had stuff that's been really provocative, stuff that really encourages our listeners to stay in school and to do something good, to become great.
Well, Dave, I mean, this is incredibly powerful. What you're saying here today, and I know you're going to be a really great vessel for waking people up. But you say you've just now recently become a Christian. I think God's seal, the creator of the universe's seal, was on your heart from the beginning, because the fruits, you were the only heavy metal band that really didn't have that Satanism running through it. And everything you've done really was speaking against that system. And you said you didn't even understand what you were writing at the time. I think you were one of the lost sheep or the prodigal son. I think you've just come back home where you were always meant to be, but not in the false church, but in the real church that's in your heart.
Well, thanks. I'll accept that. I've always felt that there was something, you know, cool there was a much deeper meaning to what I was doing playing on stage, because I don't practice, Alex. I pick the guitar up about 3 days before we go on tour, and I have to learn the songs again, and then we go out on stage and play. And I don't know how that happened. It just happened. I know that my sister played piano when I was a kid, and she asked me to play guitar with her, and I thought, absolutely, anything to drown out that noise. And I started learning how to play guitar, and I would put it down, and I wouldn't even look at it. I've lived in this new apartment here since my wife and I are separated. I've been here for almost a month. There's a guitar here. I haven't touched it. And it's really weird, because, you know, you would think that it would be something that would be an extension of my body, you know.
Well, I mean, I think you're such a natural, and that it's something that you pick up when you, you know, go out there to perform, and just let it flow through you. We've got a final segment with Dave Mustaine. I know he's got some other stuff coming up. We'll see if I can twist his arm into 5-10 minutes more, because I want to be able to play a few more clips of his songs. But if he's got to leave us in about 10 minutes, I would imagine, Dave, that you'll join us again when you get back from Australia.
I would love to do that.
Amazing. Again, Megadeth.com, Dave Mustaine. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. The album is out. Number one record in the country out of the gates right now on Amazon.com. People.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by, and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The site is almost done. I'm going to go ahead and launch it today. It is falloftherepublic.com. We're building some of the sub pages right now, but the new film is coming out October 21st, Fall of the Republic. And when Sunday show, I'm going to show you the cover of the film, but the website is similar. falloftherepublic.com. Megadeth.com is Dave Mustaine's band site. He's the founder, guitarist, and lead singer. The album is number one on many charts, number one on Amazon right now. They're going on tour. His new book is coming out. Find out about it all at Megadeth.com. And you just heard the intro to Peace Sells there. Dave, we got about 5 minutes left. I've asked a lot of questions. What's on Dave Mustaine's mind?
Right now, I've got. I'm just preparing for the new tour coming up. You know, I have something that was wrong with my neck and my back, so I've been doing a lot of physical therapy for that, from all the headbanging over all the years, and just working on myself, trying to work out things with my kids and my marriage and stuff, and just looking at my life in general, and what do I do? What's my role? How can I help people?
You've got another interview coming up, but Dave's going to be back on with us in November when his next tour gets ready to kick off. We'll have a lot more to talk about. But let me just tell you from my perspective, we're getting calls, emails, huge comments on our message board in the comment sections. People love, and I'm talking about serious death fans, serious Megadeth fans, they love the new album, and I think it's going to be one of your biggest and greatest. I guess out of the gates, it's already happening. And I just think this is a really exciting direction you're going in. I mean, you're still going in the same direction, but you've kind of kicked it up a notch in intensity. Are you getting the same feedback?
Well, we've got a lot of great reviews. By no means is anything over yet, and this band would be really blessed if we were able to gain some of your following. And basically, you and I are speaking the same language. We're singing from the same, hymnal. But, with what we're trying to do, get these tours out of the way. You can plan on us being back in the studio or me visiting you out there for some barbecue in November.
Man, that is awesome. Or I'll come out whenever I'm out in your neck of the woods. Maybe we can hook up for some barbecue. But it is better here. You're out in California. I guess they got good sushi there.
Everybody says they got good sushi out here. And you know what? You go into one of these places with one of these idiots, and it's like, I didn't know tuna was green. So, anyways, back to what we were talking about before. It would be really great to invite you and your crew down to our concert, too, if you want to bring a film crew down there, and we can talk some more there and show you a little bit about what I do.
Absolutely killer. Well, Dave, we'll stay in touch with you and your management, and you are... really trailblazing with your record label. People should support it. It is independent. It is maverick. It is original and authentic. Dave Mustaine, founder of Megadeth, thank you so much for joining us. The new album is Endgame. Dave, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Alex. Take care.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Well, that is exciting. There goes Dave. Man, again, ladies and gentlemen, and Muse is doing interviews saying 9/11 is an inside job. They've been on the show. Bellamy, it's one of the number one bands right now. If I told you some of the other music icons I've talked to or that I know through other people that are aware of the New World Order, you wouldn't believe it. The Hollywood people, you wouldn't believe it. There is an awakening. The general public doesn't want world government, world tyranny. That's why at the G20, they've got to have the police come out. In fact, I meant when Dave was on to play that armored vehicle audio and video where they're saying you are not allowed to assemble. In fact, we'll come back with that after this break, and then we'll come in with the music after that, John, and then we're going to get a report from the G20 from our reporters on the ground, and then Bob Chapman pops back in. Stay with us!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Work.
Fight, we pull into a field, just cranking up, slide out of the car, and just start going wild. But you know what? I put all that energy into fighting the New World Order now. Crank it up! Against the New World Order. He was always there, but now he's 100%. Very exciting. Let's end this segment with the thugs of the New World Order broadcasting almost the same intro from his new title track, Endgame. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity.
Crimes code.
If you remain in this immediate vicinity, you will be in violation of the Pennsylvania Crimes Code.
I'll tell you what, what unlawful is what these police are doing. There's the crime. Unbelievable. It's a great point Jaron just made. The thing that looks like a crime is those ring wraiths and those black outfits. That's the true evil. Posing is good. You see, they look foul and they are foul. Some of us look foul but feel fair. Others look fair but feel foul. Trust your gut. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com. Prisonplanet.com. We're going directly live to the G20 with world government being announced straight ahead.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
MZ. The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, with launching the Charlie Sheen 9/11 offensive against the globalists, finishing the film, which is now officially done, being sent off to be mass-produced so we can have it before it starts shipping October 21st, Fall of the Republic. We've got one trailer out there. We're going to have other incredible trailers in the next few weeks. It's going to go on pre-sale tomorrow at Infowars.com. When you order first, that means that in the orders, it ships out first. And we're probably going to, just like with Camp FEMA, probably going to start shipping this a few days before October 21st on that Wednesday. We're going to shoot to start shipping Monday. With UPS, everybody gets it within 3 days. Most people in the U.S., depending on where you live, within 2 days. So a lot of you will get it on the 21st of October. Pre-order today at Infowars.com. In fact, I meant to get in this morning and tell them to go ahead and get it up on the shopping cart. We haven't done that. Kurt Nemo is finishing up the Fall of the Republic sub pages because we've all been racing with other work. In fact, can we put fallthereplic.com up on screen for folks? Now, this isn't the video cover, but we'll show you the video cover coming up this weekend. It'll be posted on Infowars.com. We'll probably even this afternoon get it up for pre-sale Friday afternoon, Friday evening. Now, almost every new film I make, I say this is my greatest film ever. Because each film gets better. I mean, you saw what we went from America Destroyed by Design to Police State 2000 to Police State 2, The Takeover, right through Police State 3, Matrix of Evil, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, and all the other documentaries like Terror Storm and The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and American Dictators. And Endgame was a whole nother level information-wise. It's the total combo that really gives you a good view on everything. The Obama Deception, the biggest film we've ever released, the most viral, the most successful, the most DVDs handed out, people have made copies of and given it to people, the biggest film we've had. Conservatively, over 100 million people have seen my films free online. I mean, it's got to be over 25 million now just with Obama Deception. And, of course, I executive produced Loose Change Final Cut, seen by millions. The point is that when I tell you that Fall of the Republic blows everything we've ever made away, believe me, my most expensive film was about $120,000 to make. That was Endgame. Obama Deception, because we rushed the making of it, and it's really good, was only about 80 grand. This film, for me, it sounds like nothing to people that are, you know, big, huge movie makers. $200,000 budget, to give you an idea. And 6 months making it. I mean, I'm up here till 1, 2 at night, 6, 7 days a week. This thing is unbelievable. I mean, here's another big announcement about it. It's Fall of the Republic Volume 1. We ended up about a month ago with a 4-hour film. All this new info coming in. And I said, there's no way I can't make. Now, the film is 2 hours, 22 minutes long. No, 24 minutes. I made everybody shoot some more stuff last night on some other issues. We just added it. But that was why it was finally done this morning. That's why Aaron's not here. He was up all night. Fall of the Republic is 224 minutes long. It has 19 interviews, but also footage on the ground, voiceover, documents, I mean, video clips, the research that went into it. No film I've ever made has this much research, and it's part one. It covers how the banks did the takeover, the derivatives, the scam, their world government plan. It gets into the eugenics, TV mind control, how they control society, the citizen spy networks. Just, ladies and gentlemen, it's got Jesse Ventura, Max Kaiser, Bob Bowman, Webster Tarpley, George Humphrey. I mean, the list just goes on and on. In fact, I've got to get a full list of that. 19 interviews. I put people on 17 airplanes to fly to Canada and California and Florida. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Oath Keepers. We went to tent cities in California. 17 missions. We flew two groups of people here to be interviewed. I'm in the film, and the voiceover is the best boil-down script of key information. The analysis, again, it's going on sale this afternoon or tomorrow. In the next few weeks, we've got two big trailers coming out that'll give you a sneak peek at it. Start pre-ordering tonight or tomorrow when it goes up. Fallofthereplic.com. And that says InfoWars.com, Fall of the Republic. The main site's not up? So people can just go to FallOfTheRepublic.com and get it. Okay, good. Yeah, so the actual URL is FallOfTheRepublic.com. I'm just looking at an InfoWars URL subpage version of it there on screen. But the point is, they've denied world government was here. They've denied world government was happening. They've denied world government was a reality. And then now they've had to admit it's all real, and we go back over their history, everything. I'm telling you. I was watching this film last night at about 1:30 in the morning after I got off Coast to Coast AM, been working on it before and then after. And I said to Aaron and to Rob Jacobson, who really deserve as much credit as myself or anybody else in this film. I couldn't do it without these two men and their dedication. Because I could get more people on it, but you have something like this, it has to be a small number so that, I'm not comparing myself to Stanley Kubrick, but people said you go to his sets, there'd be 10 people on them. Go to a regular Hollywood set, there'd be, you know, hundreds or thousands. It's the same thing here. It's just a very small, knit group. Burmese has worked on it. Rob Dew, Jason Douglas, Mike McWhorter, Mr. Dill, everybody who was involved in this, Glenn Dill, the guys that did the music, Derek Einkauf, Craig, Will Jones, the guys are such great musicians, because we got three guys that work here that are in the same band here in Austin, that the music is title track in a major motion picture good. And I love Mr. Reynolds, who we've used in other films, and he's great. And he's gotten orchestras together for it. We just didn't have the time to do that, but this turned out just as good and different. So Rob Jacobson made some of the music. I mean, it is a out-of-the-park success. This is going to be devastating to the New World Order, and all the glory goes to God. I tell you, to bust your butt like this, to get black circles around your eyes, to accelerate your aging, you know, working so hard, your hair falling out, I don't care. I love just spending myself on a worthy cause, to know those dedications, those passions, to be able to make something like Fall of the Republic. It's volume one. Volume two is going to be eugenics, mind control, the concentration camps, and how to defeat them. And there's a lot of solutions in this film as well. Gerald Celente's in it. I mean, the list goes on and on. The point is, this is heads above. Before, the films were a little better than the one before. This is a whole quantum leap. And we have better computers and more research, and we're better at what we do now. It is a quantum leap, a whole nother level above any film I have ever produced. It is a quantum leap. The IT guys helping us with the systems to get it done, everybody. And you, the listeners that have supported us, you especially need credit for your financial support, buying the other books and videos and T-shirts and materials and supporting our sponsors. You have made this possible, where we have the financing to send 17 crews out at around $5,000 per trip. I don't know what 17 times 5,000. I've done the math and the total budget of this thing, the graphics, everything. It's just so fulfilling to be on the right side of history. It's so fulfilling to know the truth. It's so fulfilling to be proven right. It's so fulfilling when we get the death threats and the COINTELPRO and the lies and the attacks, each one worse than the next, to know they're attacking us because we are doing good, because we are having an effect in history. We do matter with this species. And the way the film ends, I'm going to leave that as a surprise. Fall of the Republic. I'm going to quit waxing here eloquent about it, but it is just... Fall of the Republic goes on pre-sale tonight or tomorrow. I'm not sure when. We got to get it up all properly at InfoWars.com. You can start writing to us. It's 1995. You start writing to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Of course, we're not really using that address anymore. It's better to send it to InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, or InfoWars.com. And, of course, October 21st, it will debut in super high quality. We're even trying to put it out on the web in actual high def. I think we're going to be able to do that. It's close to high def right now in the highest quality, but we're having a bunch of versions at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I got my guys holding. Let's go to Jason Burmese and then Jason Douglas, also on the phone from the middle of the crowd. What's happened since an hour and a half ago when I talked to you?
Well, now we're on mobile, Alex. The police force has a much greater presence as we reach downtown.
I told you you're going to march in. They're going to surround you.
It's very possible. I'm not sure where this is ending right now, but, you know, I've got video of hundreds of police officers now masked at the blocks, many of them in riot gear, many of them a little overzealous. I mean, some people are throwing the peace sign up, but, it, you know, a young lady, again, not weighing more than 105 pounds, dared to put one of her feet on the sidewalk next to me, and she was threatened with a batoning. I got it on video. I mean, come on. You know, I just keep running into Cindy Sheehan and these masses of thousands of people, and Cindy was standing next to her. She couldn't believe that he even raised her baton. I couldn't believe it. It's a little bit of controlled madness right now, Alex. It's pretty crazy. We are mobile yet again. Stopped at the Capitol for a while there was some sort of a concert going on. And right now, I can see, I believe it's the 7th Street or Clemente Bridge. I'm not sure which one. I can tell you I'm at the corner of 6th Avenue, and it may be 6th and 7th Street where they converge. And there are thousands of people and hundreds of police officers cordoning off side streets right now. I'm filming them.
Yeah, that's it. They're getting ready to lock down the main protest. You guys need to split up. Somebody at the front, somebody at the back with a plan to get out of there quick if they start closing it down. Stay there, Jason. I want more from you and Jason Douglas as well. Jason Douglas, Jason Burmis, Rob Dude doing a great job. Pray for him on the ground at the G20. Open world government being announced. What an insane show today. Dave Mustaine on the heels of Congressman Ron Paul and Congressman Grayson yesterday. More huge guests coming up in the next few weeks. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Today.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
This is yesterday in Pittsburgh. Same thing's going on now. This is not a flashback to Police State 2000 shot in 1999 with the Marines drilling to take over U.S. City saying the same thing. This is what the military, NORTHCOM, Homeland Security is for. It is for you. Mainstream news announcing Obama's president of the world, bringing us into the New World Order. Those are the headlines. 8,000 plus articles in Google News with the term New World Order in them. Jason Burmis, what is it like to see this actually unfolding?
Honestly, it's extremely encouraging, Alex. This protest has gone much better than the one yesterday. Again, I'm not hoping for disaster at the end. We are currently crossing the bridge by the thousands. When you see a helicopter aerial shot of this, you will be astounded. Again, thousands of people trying to get their message out. Riot police lining the streets. I don't know what's going to be in store for us on the other side of the bridge. As I said, as we approach this, the riot gear police and the military presence became much, much greater.
Jason, you're going to be live Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m., but I want to have you, Rob Dew, and Jason Douglas in studio in the first hour Sunday when you're back. And if you guys can come in and get a few of the key video clips, like them, what Douglas says he has of them, sound cannoning people on their front porch and little kids, we'll play some clips of that on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv and Sunday ahead of your show. I know they've got to get back to their families. They've been gone all week. But make sure the guys know that I want them here Sunday if they can do it. If not, you can come in and have
Saturday,
the...
Alex. As soon as I get off that plane, I will start capturing video. This is just too important not to get out to the masses as soon as possible.
Yeah, we should have probably sent another just web person you could hand the stuff off to do it, but then we didn't send the right equipment, but that's okay. We're not professional soldiers in the info war here. We're professional amateurs doing the best we can to fight the New World Order. Let's go to Jason Douglas. Stay there, Burmis, but I want to go back to Jason Douglas. Two Jasons here. Douglas, what have you been seeing happening?
Well, right now I'm at 6th Avenue and Wood Street. And basically what they're doing is, as we move block by block, they collapse, you know, the group of police officers. And right now it's about 100 foot deep of police officers basically pushing the marchers to some undisclosed location. I guess.
As I said, they've now gotten behind you. They're going to be waiting in front and block you off all at one spot.
Right. That is exactly what they're doing. Every time I get to a new block, there's another collapse of soldiers. And, trying to anticipate.
Yeah, Burmis said that there are army there. Obviously you haven't seen it. Have you seen the video of snatch and grab teams grabbing peaceful demonstrators and shoving them in police cars with the army driving them and driving them away?
I haven't seen any video of it. I've seen paddy wagons. I've seen them, you know, zoom away through the crowd.
Well, obviously, you're on the ground, so you can't see the video. What I'm telling you is we're here seeing it all. That's why I stayed here at the command center so we can kind of coordinate. You know, there's got to be a general here in our little operation.
Yeah.
I wish I was there with you.
Like I said, I've seen the paddy wagons come in and then zoom away, but I haven't seen, you know, with my own eyes and been able to capture it on video.
Burmis is saying he has seen them, Billy Club people, threaten the Billy Club people.
Yep, well, I was standing in front of the line in between the anarchists, or supposed anarchists, and the the military line, and they all had rifles. And then for some reason, I can't figure out what it was, they just started pointing the rifles right in our face. I had a tear gas, you know, 2 inches from my face.
You're telling me that they were pointing rifles. Were they look like shotguns?
Yeah, you know, it looked bigger than a shotgun. It looked like a grenade launcher is what it looked like. That's why it's
probably a big tear gas launcher, or but right. Those can kill you up close. The Red Sox? They killed some girl, walked out of a bar, and they shot her at 10 feet in the eye, and it pushed her eye back in her brain. You have video of them, just for no reason, aiming the weapons at you.
You know, I don't know what I got exactly, because I was right in the middle of changing tapes when that happened. And I slammed the tape in, and I pressed record as fast as I could, but I also wet myself a little bit, so... It was pretty intense.
Did you really wet yourself, Douglas?
No, not really. But
you mean figuratively?
All of a sudden they got very aggressive and started moving towards us and pointing weapons. And I personally have never had anything that big.
Well, that's what Burma said. He said just some woman stepped up on the sidewalk and the guy took a billy club and said, "I'll smash your teeth in, whore." You know, basically, and we've seen videos of that. But we can't play it here. We're playing them without audio because it's cops cussing, citizens cussing. People just are videotaping a cop, and you see him. The cop goes, "I'm about to beat the hell out of you, bitch." You know, it is, and he adds a few things we can't say on air. Stay there. Final report from you straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again. 1801.
Oh,
our people on the ground. Rob Dew, Jason Douglas, Jason Burmes are coming back tomorrow. Full report for you in studio Sunday with exclusive video as well that our team has shot. We've never had Dew on these days except for when the military tried to set you guys up Wednesday night, but he was saying he was up on a rooftop while Luke Radowski was bullhorning him. Then they hit the crowd yesterday with the sound weapon, and Luke tried to hold his ground for a while, did a great job, and everybody dispersed. I mean, this is like out of a science fiction dystopic novel, Douglas. Oh, I hear the sound weapon. Douglas. Douglas, this is like something out of a science fiction movie.
That's exactly what this is. I mean, there was a band playing the Imperial song, the Imperial Stormtrooper song, and it was so apropos. That's exactly what this is. The only thing that's not the same is that they're all in different uniforms. It's people from all over the country, police from all over the country, and National Guard. But, you know, they all look like Stormtroopers.
And Border Patrol?
And Border Patrol, Homeland Security, I mean, too many to even name.
But well, it's incredible. Any closing thoughts?
You know, I just can't believe that this is happening. I mean, it's like they give us 5 seconds to talk, and then they push us, and then they corral us onto this bridge right now. I'm just not sure about the state of this country anymore.
Was it you or Burmes that said that they had one permitted march yesterday, and they wouldn't even allow them to march?
The permitted march was on the 20th, and they didn't allow it to go all the way down to the convention center. This is the closest we've gotten to the convention center. I can see it right now. It's about a block and a half away. Of course, there's about 6 metal fences and about 500 tubes in between us and the convention center.
Okay, I'm going to be here all day. If anything happens, call us. We'll go live on the video audio streams at Infowars.com, not on the full radio show. Wish we could, but we can't. Stations, affiliates only have us at set times, obviously, for the way radio programming works. But we'll go live. People will just watch Infowars for that. If that happens, we may even put the PrisonPlanet.tv stream out for free. We can't afford that for more than a day or so, but we'll put the video stream out if things continue to develop. Thank you so much, Jason Douglas, for the great job you're doing. Keep it up. Be careful. Get out of there if they start attacking everybody. The mission is get the video out and stay safe. God bless you.
Catch you later.
Thank you. Let's go to a final comment. Then we're going to Bob Chapman for the balance of the hour with more economic news on the global government announcing the world tax and the end of the dollar. Burmes, any closing comments?
You know, Alex, I'm really just so in the thick of it. We were able to get over the bridge again. Thousands of people still protesting here. The police presence has got so much larger. You know, a couple of dogs, you know, I've got them on tape going nuts. A few of them have the muzzles on. Some of them do not have the muzzles on. It really looks with the massing right now to my left that they are ready to move the crowd along to wherever they're trying to gather us into. It does not look like I am going to be able to get on a sidewalk in about a block or two. Yeah, it's just incredible, Alex, and I really can't wait to get back and give a full report when we're able to capture some of this tape and show people the footage that we...
Well, Jason, you know they're using those dogs like in South Africa or Nazi Germany for intimidation. They bring them into schools and have them snap at kids and bite at them as they did in Goose Creek, North Carolina, famously. Look for an exit out of there. Why don't you get out of the crowd before they lock down and rubber bullet and sound cannon everybody because they have a bloodlust for the American people? What I mean, we've got, as you said, photos and videos. We just sent Rob to get Aaron out of bed. He worked too late last night. Aaron has it last night. I saw it, so we can try to get it at the end of the show. But if they're rolling around, well, you said you saw this too yesterday, them just going through empty neighborhoods sound cannoning, broadcasting that nobody's allowed to be on the streets.
Well, yeah, you know, they did such a great job of dispersing people. There would literally be 15 or 20 people coming down the street, you know, and then there'd be 10 or 15 people just out on their porches who want nothing to do with this protest, and that doesn't stop them from using the LRAD. It's unbelievable, it's inconceivable, yet it's true. It's really starting to get loud now, Alex. They're consolidating us big time. I'm sure you can hear it.
Burmes, I'm going to keep you on hold and come back to you in 5 minutes as this develops, okay?
You got it.
Just put your phone in your pocket. or, well, I don't want to hang up and lose you. Just keep it with you, and I'll come back to you in 5 minutes, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Boy, that is crazy. In fact, maybe we, from time to time, should just fade up the background while Bob Chapman's talking so people can hear this. Bob Chapman, you fought the communists in Europe, in military intelligence in Berlin. We have a video that we broke a month ago that's finally made national news. It's all over Fox, CNN. In fact, cue that up, the little kids worshiping Obama. And they say this line about, instead of Jesus loves all the little children, they say this poem, and then they sing another song about red, yellow, black, and white, they are all equal in his sight. Well, they say they're all equal in Obama's sight, and they sing the song. This is directly out of North Korea. This is worse than Hitler, worse than Stalin, worse than Mao. Paul Watson's girlfriend, who was born in China, she got really freaked out when she saw this, because she's a patriot, and she said, that's what we had to do to Mao when I was a little girl, was worship him and sing songs about him. I mean, this is getting really sick, Bob Chapman.
Well, I think the program is accelerating, and the reason it is because we've accelerated, and we have informed the public, and more people are catching on, and so that's why they're doing what they're doing. I think what's going to come out of this G20 meeting more than anything else is things that they're not talking about, and that is setting the government and the financial system up for a fall. It's hard to tell what date they're going to pick. It could be in 3 months. It could be in a year and a half. You know, they have their own schedule.
Yeah, they're meeting, scheming to engineer an even bigger implosion, as they've admitted in the past, to then pose as the saviors, saying, give us even more power or we'll have martial law.
Yeah, well, if they have martial law, I don't know who's going to do it, because the lower and the middle echelons of the military all know what's going on. And they,
Bob, I don't know, though. I know a lot of them are awake, evidenced by Ron Paul getting more contributions than any other political candidate in 2008. But these cops and military seem to enjoy beating the hell out of women, especially for no reason, and L-ratting small children. I mean, it seems like they want to destroy their country.
Well, I'm sure there's always some who will, and perhaps they were chosen to do the work that they're doing because of their viciousness. I don't know. I know that the average military person does not want to go around beating people up, particularly women, and doing things which are unlawful. And, I think we're going to get a lot of support from the military, and I think this may end up as a military coup.
Well, Bob, let's, and then I'm going to play this children worshiping Obama clip. I played it a month ago, but again, now it's national news. People are emailing saying, why aren't you covering it? Because we broke it. Like, I get emails saying, why haven't you covered my act? We broke it. I'm not bragging. It's just that that's an example of how this radio show, pretty much more than any other outlet now, but with a lot of other great folks as well, is now driving the news. What we break and cover weeks later, months later, is then covered by the mainstream media. That shows the power of this audience.
It certainly does, and it is a powerful audience, and it's up to them to keep on doing what they're doing and getting to everybody in America and informing them who the enemy of all the people is, not some political party. We have to all come together, and that's in every country, because everybody is experiencing the same thing in countries throughout the world. And so we got to make this thing stick, and the more people who know who the enemy is, the least chance that they have of being successful. Believe me, I do not believe that the military are going to work against the American people.
But we saw these two-stage terror stings where the FBI cooked the bomb, the fake bombs in both cases, and found one lone nut idiot. It's probably informants. They're probably setting them up. We know they've done that in the past, or it could just be a mental patient. In the case of 93, World Trade Center, with the FBI cooking the bomb, training the drivers, and ordering their informants to stand down and let it happen. I think if they stage terror attacks and things, though, it might help.
Well, you're always going to find people who are pliable for that. I mean, when they did the tests and the surveys some 20 years ago, they found that there were 10 to 15% of the military who would do heinous things. And you're always going to find them, just like we have criminals in society. I mean,
or if you have 15 hired anarchists run up and throw some bottles at the cops, then the cops will go ahead and open up with rubber bullets.
Well, I have a question about that, Alex. And the question is, do you believe that the anarchists, the supposed anarchists, are being trained and put into the positions they are by the people who control our government?
Here's the answer. In hindsight, in every case, it's been proven mainstream, Toronto Star, National Post, Denver Post, Seattle Times, Genoa, England G20 this year, killing the paper delivery guy. In every case, it's come out, confirmed, the police, the FBI, or hired foundation people are doing it. And so we don't know yet. We rarely catch them right at the time, but it always comes out later. In Canada, people followed the police car and saw them let them out a block away and were taking their outfits off, and they had police boots on, and the Royal Mounted Police had to admit it. But yes, I've watched the video. And you'll have a bunch of idiot meth head kids who are with them, maybe 0.1% of the total crowd, a few morons because the feds go and recruit patsies. But you see it. These are cops and informants and state police officers that are doing this. And their argument is, we neutralize a dangerous crowd by creating the pretext. You know, it's kind of like you put out an oil well fire with a stick of dynamite. They say, well, we're knocking this out. These protests are dangerous. The terror threat is real. Men, we got to go out and stage an event to keep everybody safe. And that's what they do.
And there are those elements that will always do that. We have elements in society will always, you know, do those kind of things. And so we have to expect it. And I've listened to you talk about this before, but I wanted to bring that fact out to put it in people's minds up front if you hadn't mentioned it earlier, and I don't know whether you had.
No, I don't think I have.
The point is, we got to know that the public has got to know that this anarchist reaction that you see all over the media right now, they're not calling them terrorists anymore, they're anarchists. It's all planned that way. It's all propaganda.
Well, the police herd everybody to a certain spot, then the anarchists come out then, turn over a trash can, throw a rock, and then the anarchists always pull back. The police wait. You'll even see anarchists, and we've caught this on tape, they'll do a hand signal, and then they move back, and the cops open fire.
That's right. So we want the public to know that this is all planned. It's planned by the power behind our government.
Well, they want to delegitimize all these tens of thousands of peaceful people. They do it with a handful of scum. And it's just what would the police and the corrupt system do without the anarchist thugs? They would have to attack people that had done nothing, and then Hitler staged an attack on his own base to attack Poland. Operation Northwoods, the same deal. Operation Gliwice, Operation Ajax, it's declassified. I want to play this worship piece of Obama. Then I want to come back and get into a little bit on the economy, what you see happening in the next few months and the year with the G20. And why they're announcing their world government. But here is one of many videos. The kids are in uniforms in some videos, chanting, city year in military outfits, red and black uniforms, climate cops, Boy Scouts trained to spy on their parents and to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans, New York Times. It's all happening. But here are the children literally worshiping Obama like we're North Korea. Did you hear that quote from Jesus loves all the little children? Then they do battle hymn of the Republic. But then now it's Obama comes marching on. See, when Obama said he wants to start speaking to the kids and on telescreens, on big TV screens, the original curriculum said to teach them to serve him and work with him. Then he backed off and said, oh, it'll just be an anti-drug speech. This is the Sovietization of America, Bob Chapman.
Absolutely. It's mind-boggling and it's mind-washing. They get
what do we do about this?
I mean, zombies. All we can do is expose it. I mean, Congress won't do anything. The Senate won't do anything. And we'll have to do the best we can until the die is cast. And when that happens, the whole thing's going to blow sky high. And it won't be only be in America. It's going to happen all over the world.
Well, I mean, this is classical tyranny. They're hitting on all cylinders, secret police, militarized police, saying you can't march or demonstrate, attacking people, provocateurs, open world government, foreign banks looting us. Bob Chapman, I mean, they're openly 8,000 plus articles today in Google News. Today, 8,000 newspapers are reporting world government is here and how wonderful it is, and that Obama is now president of the planet.
And that will continue. Because they own the media, and we're fighting them from the other side, and it's not going to stop.
Briefly, Bob, we're going to...
And, you know, it's just like with the financial thing. We don't know when they're going to pull the plug, but they're going to pull it. We also know that they're going to use biological warfare to, what would I call it, pacify the people so they won't run and get the gun to defend themselves, that they'll just sit around and wait for somebody to collect them because they're ill.
That's right. It's a perfect soft kill operation to make everybody stand down. For the police and military that don't know what the New World Order means for them, they are always the most preyed upon group once the takeover has happened.
Well, just go back to what Henry Kissinger said, generally paraphrasing him. They're dumb animals, you know. They're cannon fodder.
Yeah, he said military men are dumb animals and published it.
Well, that just shows you the disdain and arrogance that they have. You know, let me tell you something. No matter what happens to people, they're not going to make it. The people behind the scenes who are causing this. It's just that we're going to pay a terrible price as humanity because we wouldn't listen. Generally speaking, and they're going to lose because people will. There are certain people, and all we need is 5 to 10% of the population who refuse to live in their knees.
We're going to go out with a battle hymn of the Republic, with the children worshiping Obama, with his name in place of the Republic. We'll come back with Bob Chapman on the economy.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com.
If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard.
It's the G20 World Government being announced. I'll be live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Please tell your friends, your family, your neighbors about the show. Even if they don't have an AM or FM station in their area, or satellite, or shortwave, WWCR, they can listen at InfoWars.com. And even if you don't listen online, friends and family do. Tell them about the free podcast at the listen link at InfoWars.com. In the next hour, it will be up for sale. You can be the first people to order. It's coming out October 21st, so we'll ship it to you first. That is Fall of the Republic. You can read the description of the film. It's all going up in the online shopping cart at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The next hour, we'll have links over to the shopping cart as well from the website with the trailer up there, FallOfTheRepublic.com. That's FallOfTheRepublic.com. Bob Chapman, in closing, the economy. Things aren't going well. They're starting to drop their takeover of healthcare. A lot of their entire agenda is stalling. Do you think they're going to stage terror attacks? What is the establishment going to do? And what do you see happening in the economy?
Well, they have the problems that you just mentioned, cap and trade as well, which they're pushing very hard now with the president's speech, as well as Clinton getting up there and running around on his hind legs. And next, we've got the turmoil that's going to occur during the month of October from the swine flu situation. I hope you got my email. And also, we're going to have the dollar down at around 71.18 in the USDX. It's currently around 77. And what's going to happen is that they're going to tell you, and they are in the process of doing so, that they're going to start removing all of this money and credit that they have injected into the system. And that cannot happen without the entire economy collapsing. And so I don't think they're ready yet to go for it. It's going to happen in probably in the next year and a half. I don't know when, but I don't think
so. It's kind of like
ready.
The hesitation at the edge of a 200-foot cliff about to jump into the water. They're kind of hesitating, getting everybody ready, sending up trial balloons. Tell people what it will look like if the dollar is dumped.
There will be an official devaluation, probably one new one for three old ones. There will be a default on debt that will be coordinated entirely by a meeting such as the Smithsonian and then later in the 80s the Plaza Accords. And they will revalue and devalue all currencies against one another, and they will probably chop off two-thirds of the debt, and the debtors will pay back one-third. How that will affect individuals within individual economies, I don't know. I know what the logical thing to do is, but goodness knows they may not use the logical thing, which is to reduce debt by the same amount domestically. And that's what we got coming as far as money and credit is concerned. How do you protect yourself? You got to be in gold. It's the only place, gold and silver.
But what you said is key for laymen that don't understand. Institutions and big globalist groups are going to have their debt forgiven and a devaluation of currency. But they're probably going to keep all the maximum debts on us, keep increasing taxes, and just billy club it out of us like the sheriff of Nottingham in the days of Robin Hood.
Absolutely. That's probably the way they'll go.
And the people are in for it, and the police are being brainwashed like attack dogs against us right now. TheInternationalForecaster.com. We'll link to this big breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com on the flu that Bob was just telling you about. Bob Chapman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and thank everybody for listening.
You bet. You can go to TheInternationalForecaster.com and get a free copy of his newsletter. It's excellent. Please go pre-order Fall the Republic. It's going up in the next hour at InfoWars.com, FallTheRepublic.com. See you back live this Sunday. Retransmission with Dave Mustaine and a lot more coming up right now at InfoWars.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.